Full of Sound and Fury is a podcast for adults, by adults, containing adult language. Listener discretion is advised.
Everyone enjoys the bigger, blacker box.
Oh, yes.
Actually, that's kind of the inverse of what's bigger and blacker.
Well, Anne signed me up for it. Bam. I am to receive 12 days of holiday bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
The Cards Against Humanity
people. I saw that.
Oh, do you get like a card every day?
You get something in the mail every day for 12 days.
That's pretty cool.
You don't know what. It's just you spend... Like, you could buy it for a while online. It was, like, $20 or something, $40 or something. And, like, you just get 12 days of something that you don't know until you have it. And it's just 12 days of holiday bullshit.
Awesome.
So.
It's like a high school girlfriend.
They're supposed to have shipped already the first day. Yeah, who knows?
Here's a slinky.
Yeah, it may just be a turd in a box. I don't know. Fucking know. You know.
Right, or giving you my turd in a box.
One.
Put that turd in the box.
Take a shit in that box. All right, my throat's way too sore for that. No more Timberlake references. All right, let's open it up because we haven't done one of these in a while, and I literally have like a list of like 10 things to talk about here.
Is that on the back of a prescription? Because that would be hilarious.
Yes,
it's a prescription.
That's what I have.
It's a prescription for the show. Is what I'm saying.
Exactly.
It works.
Wait, so should we introduce people so that I know what to call them? Because I forget who I'm allowed to call.
I totally got this. I'm Cyrus Mortizavi. I didn't podcast last month, ironically
really?
Enough,
wow.
Because I moved and I went to Wizard World Austin for $95, and it was not worth it.
Oh, shit.
Across from me is a guy who helped me move and then began working on his doctorate.
No, not yet. I am working on this Oreo cookie, though, which is great radio. Sorry.
Sorry, I should have thrown it over to you first. Also across from me with his mouth full. Who was it? He didn't podcast last month because he brought life into this world. So congratulations and welcome to Keyshawn
Actually, let's be fair.
Keyshawn Mandela.
His contribution happened 9 months ago.
That's true.
The rest of it
the boy
was
did
on
it
someone
ever.
Else.
I contributed 9 months ago. I have not contributed since.
You're like, you're finished, you're like, you got it from here, right? I'm out.
Is that what we're calling it now, contribution? I had no idea. Last, but certainly not least, because you did podcast last month.
I did.
Over at Kung Fu Conversations, is Ariel Rodriguez.
Hello.
Okay, let's just jump right into it. I'm going to throw it over to Ariel and Key, so swallow. Not... cut that out.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Cut that out.
Are we still talking about contributions here? Or?
We're just going to pretend you were talking to the
He has a sandwich.
Yeah.
Not my sandwich.
Yeah, he's got a final foot long.
Prepare to swallow.
I am going footlong.
Here it comes.
PS4 versus Xbox.
We have a load of content for you.
I swear.
Prepare for the Full of Sound and Fury podcast. Prepare to swallow.
I swear you just said penis
Maybe
4.
Maybe I did.
And the X-Bone.
That's what he just said.
All right, so what's better, the penis 4 or the X-Bone?
Depends what you want to do.
The penis
if you want a game.
If I want you guys to swallow.
Okay, well...
Wait, if you want a working console, then don't want to...
If you want to do... Because Key had a bad experience.
I had a rough time.
I've been having
nothing but bad, very bad things for the last month.
You know,
wait,
I've been hearing...
So your X-Bone melted down, to be clear.
Did it melt on at any
the
point?
The Kinect had a meltdown.
So only the Kinect failed, not the...
The Kinect failed.
Oh, I thought it was all okay.
Well, no, the Kinect failed. That was the final straw. But backing up... I got it on launch day. I actually just walked up to Target. It was in the morning. I'm taking my kids to school, and I'm just like, I wonder if there's a line. Went up, there was no line. I was like number 6.
Awesome.
And there was only 3 people standing there, and it was like 2 minutes until they opened the door.
Wow.
I literally went up at 8, just, yeah. And walked in. They had PlayStation 4s and Xbox.
If there's 3 people in line, aren't you number 4?
They're kids. Kids.
Okay,
I was counting them by box,
yeah,
by purchase, not by people.
By bank account,
right?
A suitable bank account,
right? So got the box and didn't get to do anything with it for like a day, then plugged it in the next day. Seemed brilliant at first. So we talked about which one to do, you know? Mm-hmm. And, you know, you were always PlayStation 4. You know, me, I don't get to play games that much anymore. It's once in a blue moon I get to hit a game. But there was all the other capabilities the thing could do. You literally are sticking that sucker in the center of your home theater. You're running your... I have DirecTV, so I'm running DirecTV into it. Run that. And brilliant. Because particularly with like a newborn and you're just chaos and everything, you don't even have to find a remote because you've got hands full. You've got bottles and baby and all that stuff. You can just go Xbox on, watch ESPN. Boom.
Yeah.
So is this like the opening of The Lion King where you present your child, but then the sunrise is actually your Xbox?
Yes.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Right.
Yeah,
well,
and it crashes halfway through.
That's just the jackal.
And it's stereo only, not surround.
So it only took a day to be looking at it going, you know, this thing is futzing with my video. Because, and again, you guys are the technical wonks more than me about some of this stuff, but... Yeah, from what I understand, there's three processors in the sucker and three operating systems in the sucker, and it's so you can be doing this multitasking stuff. So it's processing the video feed that's coming in from the HDMI on the DirecTV and then shooting on out. And I was getting more pixelation than I was used to.
I'm sorry.
Riyadh's phone disagreed.
Microsoft
heard what you were saying. Robotron says no.
I have received a message that we need to stop talking about this.
You're a launch detective.
So, I noticed more pixelation. Tried to watch football. And it was just
interesting.
Like, it was really a lot more pixelation. Looked all over online. I couldn't find anybody even talking about it. Every review I was finding was just talking about the capability that you can run it through. They weren't looking at how well it ran it through. So that's... Suck it, Internet! Somebody review that knows video. And no one's done it. That I can find. I looked at Tom's Hardware, AVS Forum.
I was going to ask if you went to AVS.
Yeah. Anantech. I'm all over the place trying to, hit the old sites. And I haven't found... I was particularly disappointed. Tom's Hardware, you bastards. Because they just... It can do it, not how well it does. And then...
There goes that sponsorship.
So that was number one. Number two was then I figured out, wait a minute, I'm not getting a Dolby Digital feed. And I look online, there's already a press release from Microsoft talking about, oh, no, we will have Dolby Digital coming out of the optical...
Look forward to the Xbox 2 coming out 2016.
I'm sorry,
but the problem is that wasn't my problem. I have an HDMI connection. They're saying on that same paragraph that they say we will fix the Dolby Digital output, the surround sound output for the optical connection, but it should work for the HDMI.
Well,
same breath. And it's not working for me, and I'm like running it through half a dozen different things, and then I'm running other things that I've got through the same ports just to see to make sure that the T is not the TV.
So it's not your X-Bone. That's not the problem. The problem is HDMI. HDMI is utter shit. Like, no, it's seriously.
But
it.
I've got
three. I really feel.
There's a standard for HDMI that no one apparently follows because you cannot reliably connect an HDMI component from company A to an HDMI component from company
True.
B. If you have things from the same company, then you might be lucky enough for them
I'm
to
I'm doing
work.
That with every other device I own.
And you, that
and
means,
you are
that
the
means
luckiest
lucky.
Man on earth.
I'm not kidding you. I'm not kidding you. Like, for example,
Riyadh, my monitor thing
this is why you've
the
never
TV
rolled
thing.
20s. You've already burned through your luck.
So, for example, to connect my PlayStation, PlayStation 3 to my TV... Through my HDMI switching box. If I just connect them in a normal fashion, like a reasonable person, I get just snow, just random noise on the... It's just horrible. It's just like inserting fucking snow into my picture.
Is anyone else picturing the Canadian around?
Yes, I am. Guilty.
All right. So snow is
in
right there.
Hours.
I'm trying to watch something and fucking... No. So, okay, so... However, if I can...
That was a delayed reaction for me to get... Oh, yeah, snow. I remember
it's
snow.
A 25-year-old reference.
I know, shit. Was all right, kids, get online. Google snow.
Any chance it was from 1990 or...
I want to say 91, so very close.
Yeah, okay.
I think
okay,
I drive
so here's what happens. If I take that same set of devices, I put an HDMI splitter in there, and then I connect the other output of the HDMI splitter to a computer monitor, then what's on my TV is perfect.
Notice, you need a separate monitor that won't do anything.
It doesn't even have to be turned on. As long as that monitor is there, it works. Okay, so then I bought
a
device.
Fallback. It's a Daryl Johnston of monitors.
So then, yeah, so I bought a device. I bought a device that, like, basically imitates what the monitor does, and I put that on the output of the splitter, and now it works fine. But, like, it was just, I just had to try random fucking shit until it worked. And this is not me being insane. This is a totally reasonable and normal thing. Like, a friend of mine that worked at ADI on their HDMI chips, like, from the beginning was like, yeah, these are crap. Like, nobody works with anybody else. So that's just totally par for the course with HDMI. It should work means good fucking luck.
Well, I don't think it's HDMI on mine. Just because everything else I'm running, the HDMI through the same ports, through the same everything.
Dude, if it's a different device, no guarantees.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's this device's fault then.
Mm-hmm. It's the Xbox.
Right, yeah. That's what I mean.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm saying it's the Xbox's fault.
Microsoft was always to blame. Even I knew that.
So, like, I've heard all kinds of...
I thought you were blaming HDMI itself. No, it's just like... It's a crappy thing, and they've done a crappy job with it.
Well, they made it... It's entirely possible that they followed the specs to the letter, but, like, they're just naive, and they don't realize that if you actually follow the specs, then it doesn't work.
But that's just it. How come everybody isn't screaming to the four winds about it? Because I looked all
maybe
over.
Maybe not as many people are using that pass-through as they thought they were.
Maybe your TV is different than most of the people.
Could also be that.
Or the receiver. Actually, I did it
any one
ways.
Of those three things.
I ran it every which way I could into my receiver.
That's what she said.
Right turn. So those two things were terrible.
This is going to be a thing.
It's already the name of the podcast. You boom boom down.
I looked it up. 92.
I knew it. I nailed it. I could drive.
After the best year ever.
So
what happened with the fucking Kinect?
That's the third one. Yeah, that was the straw that broke the camel's back. I woke up on.
Oh, it's an unhappy triad.
Yes. Yeah.
That's good picture.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
Interruption.
Sorry, everyone on the internet, look at Kylie Johnson. She is a good-looking lady. Well-apportioned, I would say. Wait, well-proportioned? Whatever, both.
She has
both.
The HD and the MI. Never mind.
Mechanical
she has
shift.
The high-definition media interlink. That's what she has.
No, she's going to get a high-definition interface, that's for sure.
There it is.
Okay, so, walk in the room. Now, I should have said this at the beginning. There is kind of a 2.5 before I get to 3. 2.5 is when you walk into a room and you go, Xbox on. Xbox.
God damn it, turn
on. And you're standing there like a damn idiot.
You're like yelling with the Kinect like inches from your face. God damn it.
Well, no, first you start like across the room. And then there's that whole, just like when you have to find a remote. It's the same feeling of just... And just, all right, and you get down right in front, and you're just like, Xbox on Xbox, and you feel like an old man, just on.
Did you try,
Xbox
you're not
on?
An old man, you're Scotty in Star Trek 4.
Yeah. Did you try clapping by some?
I was clapping. Because
did you call
it's
it a
also,
motherfucker?
It's watching.
That's what I would have done.
And so it's even worse than just vocal. Because first you're saying Xbox on, Xbox on, and then the thought that goes through your head is, oh, it doesn't see me because it also registers.
So you're like
and
waving
walks,
in front of it.
It signs you in. So then you got your face down in front of it, and you're like, hey, Xbox on, and of course now it's I'm over exaggerating. Because I have a baby upstairs. So it's more like just, Xbox! Xbox on! And you're trying, turn on!
Xbox, turn on! Please, I need this!
Turn on, Xbox!
Xbox on, yeah. Xbox on.
But the
turn
thing
off.
Is, you can't turn on your TV
without the fucking Xbox
hearing you.
Because it's hooked up to the, it's passing the shit
And it will fuck up your shit, because the Xbox doesn't know actually to turn on. What the Xbox knows is the power button. So if you do go to your TV remote and say, fuck you, Xbox, and you turn on the TV with your normal TV remote, and then at some moment during the day when the Xbox decides to
toggle,
go, now's the time, and it'll turn on, it'll turn off your shit, because it's just sending a power signal.
It's a toggle, it's not
on-off.
Right, exactly. And if you get crosswise, oh, Lord, you know, because then you've got, this is on, or this was off, and this was on, and this was off.
God help you.
Yeah, it was terrible. So that's 2.5. when it works, it's brilliant. We had Skype. We had Skype. That's the first time in anything I've ever owned with FaceTime and all the webcams and everything. It was the first one ever that it was like they're sitting in the room with you. We call the grandparents and show the kids, and the camera's smart enough. It's not the camera that's doing it so much as the software that can zoom to the person that's talking, mm-hmm. and it'll move around the room and go to the person that's talking. When you got kids that are doing like this, you don't have to run around.
So the Xbox does work really well. Interesting.
So it was looking. Now,
does it also show you the feed that the NSA is getting, or is that
it zooms right into the person running BitTorrent?
It is watching all the time. It is watching.
Which is no one here.
Well, as soon as you fire up MicroTorrent, it just zooms right into you.
Look how happy he looks.
He's getting shows and music for free.
You can tell he's happy. So that part was awesome, and particularly because you could be sitting there kicked back watching football, and then you can get a Skype call and hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe you guys are smart enough that you've set up your computers where you can do
that. Dude, why do you want to fucking talk on the phone while you're watching football?
Are you kidding me? When y'all are all spread out to the four winds, that's going to be... I never see any of you people watching football until it comes to
Super Bowl. Yeah, I was
going to
say, I haven't heard from you while I was watching football in years, so I don't know why you're going to start calling me now. But
I would. I've had children for 5 years.
We tweet.
That's true, we do tweet.
That's what we tweet.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, man, you can have... And if they ever get their shit together where you could have more than just one and you just have a line of friends on the right while you're watching... Or you could be playing a game.
I will never leave my house again.
No need to.
All
man.
I need's a blowjob machine and that.
Teledildonics. Wave of the future.
Oh, and that was so great. And particularly because you can be watching TV and hear the call and just say answer. Pops it up on the right. You're still watching TV. And you can see them. And if you want to blow it up, you can just say, full screen. And it'll full screen it. All of that worked. And it worked exactly the way it should.
Until it didn't turn
Until the day I came in there and I did my same spiel. Xbox! On! And it just wouldn't. And I gave up and I was like, okay, fuck it. I'll press it, but I'm figuring to do this and turn that on. Okay, so I'll get everything on, And I'm sitting there. And then I was trying to just tell it, guide, and it wouldn't hear anything.
You're conjuring a gin.
Yes! And up in the top right, it said disconnected on the top right of the screen. I'm like, oh, what the fuck's this? And so I went back there and checked the plug and checked everything else, unplug it.
ACO Xbox.
Yes. Yes. And so it would, and basically the Kinect died. And I looked all over and I couldn't find anything in the forums about it. But when I called Xbox, just liquid pissed. Other people are having major
the whole thing's bricked.
The disk drive is wonked.
Yeah, apparently periodically the disk drive will just corrupt the whole fucking thing and take it down.
Yeah.
Or it'll destroy disks inside it.
Yeah.
Like whatever the head or whatever laser head that moves around just scratches the shit out of the disk and lose it.
Yeah.
Therax 25
yeah.
style.
Yeah.
And so I did get to play Rise. Rise was
a lot of dismemberment.
It was pretty fun.
That's what I hear.
But Penny Arcade nailed it. The noses were terrible in the art, but they did nail the joke because it's just like you've killed this guy steady. He's steady dead. You got 8 other people waiting in line to be murdered, and you're still gonna kill him some more. No, I'm done with him. And in glorious high def, except it's pixelated too. So even the games were more pixelated than they should.
I don't know if that sounds good to me.
It really drove me nuts because my 360, I get good blacks on my screen. And I mean, I'm not a complete
That's
neophile,
racist.
But Morgan Freeman is a badass.
Wow.
So anyway, the blacks, you don't see any of that moire or anything like that.
Nelson Mandela, this is
too much. I'm digging the hole deeper, Joe.
Yeah.
I'm talking about
the blacks. You can't see anymore.
It's just out of sight, out of mind. I mean, seriously, everything's clean.
You get a gradation. This is not helping.
A class.
Point
you
being
will, class
is that then with the Xbox One, I mean, it's just squares of different color blacks all the way, and I'm sitting there like, this is terrible. Now bright colors it was doing great, but the blacks were just abysmal. And I'm sitting there going, this thing's supposed to be the next generation beauty, and it's not, it's screwing that up too. Now that part I was sitting there going, I can live with that. they'll fix that over time. They can patch that. Fingers crossed, yeah. They probably patch the Dolby Digital thing once people start complaining about it, and I damn well think they will somehow eventually get the HDMI working right on the video. So all of that, hopefully. I was kind of like, that's a harder one because those, you know, Microsoft, for better or worse, is not a video kind of company.
HDMI is hard. Like, I don't know what kind of chip they're using for their pass-through and...
Presumably,
it's upgradable firmware-wise, but who knows?
Yeah, I don't know.
Anything modern, probably.
Well, so as a summarizing thought, can we describe the X-Bone as Microsoft's greatest triumph since Vista?
Not yet, because, man, when it works right, it was awesome. It's just classic. I still want to buy one. I just want to wait until it actually does.
I want to get one, too. I have a PlayStation. I got a PlayStation 4 because I play games.
Well, let's be explicit here. When you say it does what it says it does, you mean work. Turn on.
That's right. Yeah. Well, okay. In a year,
it'll be awesome, right? Okay, like, so, they'll have like 10 software upgrades in the next 6 months.
Classic Microsoft Sony. So, like, Sony's box, it boots up. It just plays games. Does exactly what I thought it was going to do. It doesn't have any of the fancy shit, though.
Yeah.
I can't control it with my voice. I don't have the actual camera hardware, which you have to buy separately, but if I did, it would also log me in using my face and stuff, but it wouldn't have all the whiz-bang Skype stuff.
Yeah.
So, classic Microsoft versus Sony. Sony, rock-solid hardware. Software, Microsoft, awesome-ass software, but goddamn if there's no hardware to run it on because it keeps breaking. Classic Microsoft versus Sony. Nothing in some ways has changed in terms of their strengths.
That's right. And
they haven't hired up in the opposite domain.
It's a launch box. So you got to emphasize these launches.
At least it won't melt
into your cabinet. You're paying $500 for the privilege of beta testing hardware. That's bullshit.
Yeah, so I agree, but they'll fix that Kinect thing. But those other issues, I don't know that they can fix those. And that's the thing that, if they're advertising that this is the hub of your entertainment center, and I've seen it, my own house, and it was awesome. But it's like sticking a turd in the middle of all your high-definition equipment because it makes your video look like shit and it takes away the surround sound with all these speakers that you got surrounding you in your house. Why the fuck would you stick a turd in the middle of all that when you can have a beautiful picture and surround sound on stuff with the 360 and the PS3? So that's the part that if they can't fix that, that's the thing that has me like, I'm not going to buy one yet. I want it. Oh.
Other
it
funny... Worked,
it's great.
Other funny Microsoft Xbox One failures that I've heard, like this drive destroying discs is really scary. And then
apparently runs pretty hot.
It runs hot. It has its own power brick that has its own fan on it, separate from the machine. And
I don't have any problem with the heat.
Like the game load times
compared to the PS3.
The game load times are apparently insanely long. Insane.
Why? I made a sandwich waiting on Rise to come in. I'm not talking about.
What was it? What kind of sandwich?
It was a turkey sandwich.
Did you grill it on the Xbox?
I heated the cheese.
You have a panini press next to your. Let's talk about the sandwich for a second.
No, the Xbox has one in there.
Oh, all right. Nice.
So you first
put it in the hard drive.
Be sure that you clarify for our listeners. Apparently, there are some that
that this was a delicious turkey sandwich.
I hope that's number two. But hi, everybody. I didn't know you were there. I thought I was doing this so when I was 50, I could listen back to my friends and hear what bullshit we talked about. But,
From my
Xbox 4.
Which will work next year.
Right. So, I don't remember what I was saying. That was it. Hi, everybody.
I was talking about game load times and how
Oh, that's right. Be sure to clarify for our listeners that there's a difference between load time and install time.
Yes, this is
you got to install the motherfucker first. Which, that takes an age of man unto itself, and then
you try to load the fucking game.
Well, you mean like every time you start it up?
I mean every time you die.
That's bullshit.
PS4
doesn't have this problem. PS4, I load, place the Assassin's Creed 4. Instantly, I'm in the game. Like it's already played.
Oh, that right there, my nipples are hard. I went back and played the Nintendo, and when Mario fell in a little hole, and he went right back and he tried again like that, I was like, man, that's the future. That is the future. Because in Rise, God forbid I died. Because better go make a sandwich, a big one, big 12-inch sandwiches. It's gonna load.
Better fire up that Snow Informer video a couple of more times.
So it isn't just hopping in. I mean, it is like long.
Some theories are since it's running, virtualization thing with three different OSs swapping in and out.
Oh.
Their prioritization on cache into the hard drive, like and reads from the hard drive is all fucked up. So, like, your program guide or whatever other thing is, like, accessing the hard drive while Ryze is trying to read, and, like, Ryze gets deprioritized.
I totally believe it.
And, like, it just, it's all screwed up.
I felt like Xbox did not care that I was trying to play
this,
the game.
This, and apparently,
it does not wish you to play.
Yeah, the one thing they did right in the 360, which is all the party system, like, to get... Apparently, that's all fucked to, like,
I don't have any
high
friends
hell.
To party with.
It is just a giant turd. You can't form parties quickly. You can't find your friends. It doesn't, like, interact properly to,
like
show
like
your friends
party.
List.
Yeah.
Like, it's the one thing they did right on 360, not working on Xbox.
Yeah, I have about 20 friends or so. But none that I actually actively game.
You show
with.
Off.
Just, we
no shit.
Talk to each other.
We get it. You're popular. All right, got it.
No, man.
I mean, PS4 also has, like, similar, like, friend problems where, like, you can have 2,000 friends on PS4 now. And, like, heaven help you if you try to find, like, your 800th friend in the middle of, like, near the middle of the list. The scrolling of that thing is fucking bullshit. Like, there's all kinds of interface problems PS4 has, too, but it fucking works. Like, it does not brick,
right.
And
see,
the games start fast. That's what I care about right now.
The two things, I think the two things I had a hard time with, just, like, expecting one thing and not getting it, was, like, all right, so you get to the main homepage, and first of all, you can't hit the guide button to pull up that little simple guide to go boom, 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 wherever you need to hop to. That homepage is it.
Yeah, and you have to, like, navigate down, like,
17
menus.
You've got to burrow anywhere.
Unless you have Kinect, where you just, like Xbox, go here, and it just...
That's the only way I could get to settings. I couldn't find settings anywhere, and I was living in settings.
This is a common criticism. They're like, it's just easier to tell it where to go rather than try to find it with the controller.
Yeah, I skipped over something with the digital stuff, where it turns out that if you have it on HDMI Auto Detect, then it will not allow you to do any surround sound at all. And then if you take it off Auto Detect and just tell it HDMI, then you can set it to Dolby Digital surround sound. And so I had done that as one of my tries to get it to fix. Still didn't fix it.
Great.
But still futzing around. I couldn't find my friends first. It's and like eventually I found my friends. Like, oh, there they are. They're buried.
Sounds
you know,
like a bad driving dream. Around the neighborhood for ages.
I've had that dream before where you're just like, you're trying to get to the airport. You can't find your friends.
That's the same thing.
You're like, connect, take me to the airport. And you're waving at
Xbox.
Yeah, the other thing...
Xbox, fuck you.
Fuck you.
Curse you.
The other thing that was one of the huge innovations with the original Xbox, and then they built on it beautifully with the 360, was the whole Xbox Live Arcade. You go and buy games and stuff like that? I couldn't find it.
They've got downloadable... Like, you can download Ryze and buy it.
Right, but there's no arcade.
There's no indie games.
There's nothing.
Not now.
Wait. Aren't they, like, not supporting indie games as much anymore?
They are, but they're really they're behind the curve. Like, Sony beat them to that.
The only things they had were the launch games, so I could buy it and then wait 5 days for it to
download. Yeah.
Because
they're 50-60 gigs apiece.
Exactly. Exactly. It's a 60 gig.
They're Blu-rays. They're on Blu-ray now.
Yeah. I mean, it's a huge,
you might as well just buy a disc.
And then you can't swap out hard drives on it.
Nope. Well, you can, but it's, like, really buried in there. Oh, like, some people have managed to do it, but it's not the same.
It's not,
PS4,
I can't swap
PS4,
out.
Turn around.
I know.
Pull out the black top. You need to remove one screw, then you have the cage. You remove the screws from the hard drive cage, swap it in, pop it back in. Need some recovery firmware to get going, and
then you're
it's not totally foolproof, but it's way easier.
Wait, so how do you swap your hard drive?
I haven't, but I've heard like lots of people have already done it successfully, very easy.
Hmm. What's the size of the hard drive that comes in?
500 gigs.
And the same for the Xbox? Mm-hmm.
But think about how ranting I am against this Xbox. Now all this bullshit trouble. And I still want it.
Yeah, when they figure it out.
That awesome when it works.
Yeah, this is like,
I'm excited to get
this is like your bitch girlfriend who's like, you know, hot or something, right? She's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
She's horrible. But you, I mean, when it's good, you're fine. I'm not saying you have a bitch girlfriend.
But when she's naked, it's a good time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think that's a really good metaphor to go out on.
I was going to say something else about it, too. Like the Xbox, the voice control stuff. Like, some of the commands are weird. Like, you say Xbox on, but then
Xbox
they turn off. Because apparently Xbox off was too common of a phrase. And the thing would turn off too easily. So they switch it to Xbox turn off. But if you say Xbox turn on, it won't fucking turn on. You have to say Xbox on. So that was that weird dichotomy.
And then there's the other thing where at any time you issue a command, it'll sit there and wait for you a little bit
afterwards.
And it puts up this little thing up here that says stop listening. Stop listening. So if you say stop listening, it's So I didn't realize how absurd it was because my wife was just constantly yelling at my TV to stop listening to her because she thought that to get it to, otherwise we'd just sit there and wait all day. And this is all design problems on their end. They're the ones, it's not my wife's dumb, it's that they literally, she thinks I've got to turn it off by saying stop listening. It'll stop after, you know.
So I've heard another limitation is like when you want to change your, like you want to watch ESPN. You say watch Xbox, watch ESPN, mm-hmm. and it will switch to ESPN. But if you want to say Xbox, watch ESPN 2, it'll go to regular ESPN because it didn't hear the 2. Because as soon as it completed ESPN, it goes to ESPN.
I never
watch ESPN that. Classic, you just break back to ESPN.
What if you say Xbox, ESPN, wait for it, 2? Does that do anything?
I think as soon as it
auto-completes, fixed to me, I am not an engineer.
Yeah. Which seems like really a stupid blunder because like everyone knows that there are multiple... There's like HBO. Yeah. HBO
what I
two,
never
HBO
figured out
family.
Was like channel up.
And the ocean.
Channel up.
Yeah, I wanted to like be able to control the guys. Like, you know, go ESPN, up one more channel. Like the boxes. Ocean. You know, and I couldn't get that part to last. One more! I'm right there! I'm so close! And I would be saying the name of the channel or trying to figure out. Because also, local channels, sometimes it's savvy enough to, if you say NBC, it goes to NBC. And other times, if you say NBC...
Come on, no one goes to NBC.
No. You have to say KNVA. KNVA or KXLRU. Oh, yeah. Or you have to
KSAN
say that.
Or whatever. Oh,
you have to know those. That's, and I'm like, I don't know those.
You know all the broadcasts?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. You have to say those. And I'm like, oh my God, this is horrible. This is so bad. And so... There's so many good. It's so close to the hotness. I mean, for me to have this much trouble and still want a motherfucker, and what's going to help me a lot is Titanfall is coming out on PC.
Mm-hmm.
When I found that out, I felt a whole lot better about not
throwing it back into the fires of Mount Doom.
Yeah, so that was the other thing. Xbox wouldn't help me out or hook me up a lick.
Because they're giving free games out to some people.
Yeah. They just said, take it back. And I'm like, assholes, I don't have to wait for 3 months to get another one. Y'all aren't going to like offer a swap? Broken hardware, day 4.
They don't have any hardware.
Didn't even offer a swap.
They're out of working ones.
Yeah, they don't have any. I mean, they shipped everything, right?
They're bastards. I don't care.
I mean, they shipped everything.
Nice.
And of course, since I had played Rise, I couldn't sell it.
You couldn't take it back to him.
Wait, I'm GameStop. Sorry. Back up. You played the game, therefore you can't return it.
Right.
Yeah. That's what.
Even though they sold me a console that was broken, and they told me it's because of copyright. And I said, well, if you're so worried about copyright, worry about me going, I'm never going to buy a game. I'll just go and BitTorrent it from now on. That's what you ought to be worried about, instead of saying, well, you're going to copy it when you get this one. No. No, I'm buying the game. You're making it harder to buy the game. I was like, nothing's stopping me from going to do that, you know, until as soon as they crack it. You know, it's all out and open. But I'm trying to buy the game, and they won't let me return it.
Really,
because they sold me a broken console.
You should have just said, look, lady, the cracks haven't been released yet for Xbox One, so there's no way I can pirate this yet. So
no, that
would be okay.
So choose wisely.
That really would have been a good point to make. But I'm telling you, what I nearly did, and this would have been cold-blooded, I was just going to take a picture of the people that were looking at me. They were working that Target return place, and I was just going to put a tweet out to Major Nelson saying, look, here's your front line, okay? These are the people that are, you know, dealing with this.
Yeah.
Look at this. I can say any. All they do is copyright. Well, what does that mean? Copyright.
You know, your face, unfortunately, can't come through on the microphone.
I know, but that damn copyright. It's them copyright. You can't do it because copyright. Damn copyright is what I got. And I wanted to
y'all's
take a picture.
Y'all's pirates, like in Somalia.
You could be pirated in it. I was so pissed because I was like...
Well, congratulations. Now you have a copy of a game you can't fucking play.
Actually, I took it over to
GameStop.
I was mad because it made me go into GameStop for the first time in 10 years.
And so would you like a strategy guide?
What, they give you, what, $5 for it?
They were going to give me 20 cash, or I could...
Or 30 in-store credit?
It was like 40 in-store credit, but they had a thing going with Rise that you got a pretty good return if you were already returning that fucking game. I couldn't believe I was. I'm like, let me tell you a horrible tale.
Did they offer
of woe.
You're just like, sir, I'm the first of many.
Yeah, no lie.
Would you like
we're coming and we are legion.
Would you like a Prima strategy guide with your return?
Oh, shit. Oh, God. So I ended up getting a NBA 2K14 for the 360.
I heard that game, if you if you are playing on Xbox One or PS4 and you curse, they will give you a technical foul. Because it has the microphone.
I wonder. Oh, it'd be so much fun to. I would be so good. I'd just be spending a lot of time figuring out what curse words it didn't understand. You know, shit cock. You know, would it go for shit? Or would it cock? But if it put it together, would it not know that it's shit cock? You know.
I think it's 2K14 and not NBA Live 14.
That's awesome.
There's one that's a complete utter travesty because EA fucked it up, and there's 2K14.
This is a terrible idea.
2K is
it used to be Sega, right? That horrible game.
One horrible night. We did that for like a summer.
But there was one night.
Oh, no.
All damn night. We could not beat Brady and Judd.
And what are you guys talking about?
Poor game.
The worst game ever. Yeah.
2K, back when they used to play football games. Oh, those were NFL 2K3. So mm-hmm. Is it 2K3?
I think so.
No.
2K1 was the classic.
It's been a while.
I think it was earlier.
NFL 2K1 was the classic for Dreamcast. Like, if it was Dreamcast, that was the game.
No, it wasn't Dreamcast. I think we were playing PS2? PlayStation. Or PlayStation 2.
Hmm. 2K1 would have been PlayStation 1.
He bought the next one on Dreamcast.
You know what? That might have been Dreamcast.
Yeah.
Brady was huge on Dreamcast.
Dreamcast rocked the Casbah.
Yeah.
It was awesome. NFL 2K1 was like
when you died
one
on
of the
Dreamcast,
one of the like
you could go right back and start again.
One of the best games that they made for
them. Too bad EA bought all the NFL rights to do was to make NFL games.
I don't
no
know.
Competition.
You know, this is going to sound unbelievable, but the CEO for EA, apparently there's been a changeover in the last couple months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they were for the first time and I've ever heard, they were like, we don't want to be the worst company.
Yeah, they apologized for the NBA game and for Battlefield 4.
Yeah, and they're saying, like, we want to be the best in America, and we're going to really try and do that. And for once, it sounded
good
like...
luck.
I know, but honestly, EA, would the old EA, would never have given
that.
A
true.
Shit, even a well,
wait,
shit. At least there is a shit being given now until
maybe,
they do something about
maybe,
it.
Maybe, or they figure, wait a second. We might be able to get a little bit of goodwill just by saying we give a shit. Because they really fucked up Sin City.
That's progress.
How evil of a company progress.
They hit rock bottom when the whole Sin City thing, which I think we even podcasted about one time.
Yeah.
Like, and they've been trying to crawl their way out ever since. And like, Battlefield 4 is apparently a fucking travesty. Like, across platforms. What? Even on PC, it's not a server connectivity problem. No. The fucking client crashes on the splash screen.
Nice.
Wow.
Like, that game is apparently horrifically broken.
Good, I'm glad I didn't buy that one. No.
Dog shit.
Like, let alone on any of the modern next-gen consoles or the previous-gen consoles, all of it. It crashes left, right, up, down, inside, out, you name it. It'll crash.
Up, up, down, down.
Left, right.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe it's left start.
See, I'm playing games that I can play in front of my kids. I'm buying more of those games because I'm too tired.
Like Rise. Yeah.
Yes.
Sure. Except for Rise. Rise, I was huddled in the middle of the night, you know?
You're like, you have like your baby. You're like, did you see that shit?
Rip that baby's head off! Yeah! He wasn't dead to me yet. I was going to kill him 3 more times before he was dead. Ugh!
Dude, there's no way that your kids would be scared if you played, I don't know,
Slenderman.
Dead Space or something in front of them. They'd be like, yeah, this looks awesome. Well, go get me a skill saw. You'd be like, Slenderman. Nice.
Of course, I say that after like having played 2 months worth of Saints Row. Oh, I have to tell you my Saints Row story. I have a coworker who games, and he was talking about how intense and filthy Grand Theft Auto is. And he was telling me about the depravity of that game and what it would do, you know, and how awesome it was. And I was like, hey,
wait, which one?
Hang on.
Five?
What?
What's he playing? Five?
Five.
Yeah.
And I said, hang on.
I just watched Conan O'Brien play it the other night on his
show. Oh, really? I asked this guy to tell me what the most depraved thing he had found and could do in that game, and so he told me blah, blah, blah. I don't remember what it was. I
said, and you were like, don't look bad, motherfucker.
Let me. No, I actually went with the
horsey.
The horse scene. with the ball, have you played this game?
No.
Oh man.
Okay. So, Grand Theft Auto. You know, you're stealing cars. You fucking whores and killing people. You know. That? Okay. All right. In Saints Row, the game that our friend here in a podcast sold me on it. I sold him a bill of goods. Yeah. I mean, he made it. Yeah.
Rightly redeemed.
I went and got it, and he was right. It was amazing. But oh my God, there's a scene where you've got to rescue a guy who I guess had cancer or something. He had a tracheotomy, but instead of having a normal trach put in, he had an auto-tuner put in. So yeah. Everything he says is auto-tuned. But you're going to rescue him from an S&M club. And he's down in the basement of the S&M club with a ball gag in his mouth and reins that are going to a rickshaw. And you jump in the rickshaw, you've got to ride him out. And then there's other people with rickshaws with ball gags chasing after you, shooting at you. So you've got like a chase scene where you're,
As you shoot the other rickshaws, they blow up like cars. They catch fire and explode like cars. And that was not like a corner that they cut. They did that on purpose.
That's so great. And then I'm trying to explain that. And I mean, that's just a piece. That's not even some of the filth.
So how do you explain to your kids what's going on there?
It's a horsey ride.
Oh, yeah, totally.
This is the way the lady rides. This is the way the lady rides. This is the way the lady rides early in the morning. This is the way the gentleman rides. Actually,
it's dark.
This is the way the gentleman rides.
Nice.
That game.
Wow.
Oh, Lord.
And four, so thank you so dubstep much. Gun. Have you gotten the dubstep
gun? Oh, yeah.
Wait, there's hold dubs- on. Back up.
Yes. Oh, yeah, it's you
a,
shoot
it's
people.
It's got a giant turntable on the side.
On the side?
It's like...
And it's like... And when the person is hit, he's like...
And like people nearby are like dancing. And even the cars are like jumping up and
down. Yes. Oh, man, yeah.
And stuff starts to like pixelate.
Yeah, and you can upgrade it and modify it with different dubstep beats, you know?
Wow.
And it is one of the most badass guns in that game. Yes, it you is. Can take some shit out.
And all these lights start blasting.
I love this game so much. That is a handful, and literally one or two in the last 6 years that I've like tried to 100%, where I had so much fun. I'll do anything and everything to keep going. And I've 100%ed number three. And I'm on full. Well, I should say there's a couple that are like insane. I'm like 99%. For me, it's
They're pretty. Some of those are pretty tough.
Yeah, no shit. Things. So I'm way up for anything I've ever normally do. And four, I'm going through, just blasting through that one too.
The power is just, you know.
Oh yeah, and four you're the president and you get superpowers.
It's like three. You're like you still got to drive around and stuff. You go play four. Like why would I ever drive again? I could just super jump from here. Like. 13 blocks away, where I need to be.
Nice.
Yeah, you're Hulk for the first part of it until you jump far enough, you're essentially flying.
And you can glide infinitely,
Nice.
So you're like Superman, just with a dubstep.
And then you can, like, hurl fireballs with the other hand. So you're slipping fireballs, and then you're shooting, as you're falling, you're hitting with the dubstep gun.
Superman with a dubstep.
That better be on your list. Add it to the agenda.
All right.
Oh, yeah, what's number two?
Yeah, let's go with number two.
All right, number two. Okay.
Wonder Woman?
Bigger death. This week. More tragic death in the cultural landscape. Nelson Mandela or Paul Walker?
Mm. Oh, wow. Dark.
Do I even want to touch this?
That was an answer to the question, by the way.
All right, so we got one vote.
Racism.
Racism. Man.
Can we talk about this briefly on Twitter? Or actually text messaging?
You asked the question, though, what's the bigger death?
Which one are you more furious about? So,
there's a sadder and then there's a bigger. The sadder one's Paul Walker. That's just sad. That was just from what I understand, he was a pretty good guy.
Yeah, had his own charity.
All sorts of stories of things he'd done without trying to get any publicity.
He also played the same good guy in every film.
He did?
Yeah. They might have just called that character Paul
Walker. I don't know that he's in anything but Fast and Furious. I don't know. I may have, and he's like one of those.
There's 20 of those though, so it's quite a filmography.
Shit, yeah. But so that's the sadder one to me, just because he's a
Nelson Mandela, was in prison for decades.
Yeah, but he's 95. It's hard to get so worked up. I mean, like in terms of tragedy about the death of a 95-year-old, that dude had quite a life. Yeah. I mean, sure,
Margot was in prison. He changed the world. So I don't think it's a question.
Peace Prize winner, got awards from both the Soviets and the U.S. at the time when that was a big deal. First black president, so right. Now, granted, he was neither Fast nor Furious at any point in his career.
He was probably furious. Wait a minute
now. Hang on.
I bet being in prison, he was pretty furious.
Now, he was played by Morgan Freeman. That gives you some Fast and Furious cred, if ever there was
any. That's a good point.
I'm glad you brought that up. When I heard it, ever since I've seen Invictus, I think in my brain they're the same person now.
Yes!
I was like, oh no, Morgan's alive. Oh, okay, God's one. Oh,
walking the earth, narrating things wherever he's at.
Yes! I want someone to tell me about those Visa moments.
And he's everywhere still you want to be.
Nice. So I think that one's bigger.
Wait a second. Okay, Sabbath. Have you guys seen the commercial where it's like James Earl Jones and
Malcolm McDowell?
Yes. Malcolm McDowell. And it's like a Verizon series. Commercial yeah, or something, yeah. Right? And
they're, get them, though.
But they're hilarious. Like, it's just,
I missed some premise.
No, it's just like they're announcing like your Facebook updates like, but they're saying it as like
it's just random.
That's the whole thing. That's better. Okay. I thought I missed some setup in a first commercial.
No, it's just random, like, or a phone call between.
I'm still enjoying a call between
them. Agent Thespians trying to approximate the randomness that is the internet.
But they're just so, like, looks on their faces.
Hell yeah. It's brilliant.
Okay, actually, but if we're on the topic of commercials just for 1 second, the commercial that I was just fucking dying laughing over last week, or the series of commercials, like, last weekend, I don't know why, I saw one of them and I was just like, holy shit. The Old Spice commercials, the Unnecessary Freshness series of commercials that they have, like the one, so one of them, the very first one is, it talks about how, you know, you gotta wash your body with the Old Spice soap. And then like the guy is like feeling so fresh because the shower is following him everywhere he goes. So he's like driving down the street, like still taking a shower in his car, and water's just like pouring out. And then like he's doing surgery on somebody, and he's like got the soap, and he's like soaping himself up while doing surgery. It's fucking hilarious. And then there are a couple of them with Wes Welker in them.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah.
The one where he's like in the snow globe.
I've seen the snow globe one.
They're just fucking, like, they've got this 80s, like, power ballad in the background. It's, like, so heroic.
Stop drinking. You struck oil.
It's awesome.
You had me at Journey.
So go look for those on YouTube.
Freshness.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. Unnecessary. Just Old Spice shower. That's enough. You'll get the right ones. It's awesome. That's hilarious stuff. Sing that power ballad. That's all I got. All
right. So other Fast and the Furious news, and also on the agenda list, Gal. Oh boy, I'm sure.
Gadot.
Gal Gadot. I think I'm saying. I'm sure you're saying it right.
I think so.
Is now Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
And.
Bring a picture.
Well, you know, it's funny. It broke, and then I went to the gym, and where Fast Five was playing. I was like, oh, there's Wonder Woman. She's skinny.
She's very skinny.
Yeah.
Oh no.
But then,
she's Israeli. She's got the Mediterranean look, but they need to get her on weights, is my take on it.
She might look at Christian Bale. That guy could scale his body like no one else. Maybe she has the same similar capability.
She has the gift.
It's Hollywood. They'll fix that. But yeah.
I mean, it'll be interesting to see what role she plays.
I've got a full key.
Wonder Woman?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have
Wi-Fi. Yeah, but which Wonder Woman type?
Can you tell America what
did
your Wi-Fi
did you get an iPad Air?
I'm gonna not do that actually.
I know something new.
One,
you
know why? Two,
why?
Three,
I turned
four,
the motherfucking
five.
Xbox One back in.
Oh, okay.
Xbox, Wonder Woman, Xbox,
Xbox. I named it my Xbox One. Really?
Just yeah. Watch Fast Five.
I guess I need to.
She's actually first.
Yes,
in, she's
seriously watch Fast
she's
Five.
First,
I didn't get to watch.
She's
you know
first in
on?
Fast and Furious, which is the fourth one. But the Fast Five is where I think the series really starts to get like actually good.
It's where Vin Diesel and
The Rock have a wrestling match, yes. Like a WWE style wrestling match.
Oh shit! I was
hoping, a garage.
I was hoping it would be like over the top style where they just have to arm wrestle for dominance.
Speaking of The Rock.
That's the best part when they decide after their ambush and they're like, oh, we're gonna be friends now, and they shoot the angle to where you get they clasp hands like brothers now, but they do it in a way that you can see like just muscles everywhere.
Yeah,
is it like that handshake with
Predator.
It's like and Arnold,
yes.
You son of a bitch.
No, it didn't shake.
Oh yeah, he's like
and then they smile like. You've been behind the death for too long.
Nice. You son of a bitch.
Oh, look, your Xbox is on now.
Yes.
Like, please tell me that you guys have seen that little video that was behind the scenes take on Predator where they were interviewing Jessica Body Ventura. He was saying, Yeah. So my biceps are actually 2 inches larger than Schwarzenegger, so I'm going to get him to make a bet with me on whose biceps are bigger, and then I'm going to get $50 from him because, you know, his ego is huge. So I'm going to do this. I'm paraphrasing a little bit. Then he cuts over to Arnold. He's got a cigar. He's like, yeah. So I was talking to the wardrobe department, and I had them take a couple of inches off of my bicep measurement, and he saw it. And he wanted to make a bet with me. So I said, sure, sure, yeah, you bet. And then they measured it in front of everybody. And of course, he lost. He doesn't give me $50. It's easy to get him.
Your Schwarzenegger impression is always great. Like the one where the voiceover for Conan, where you're like, this is how I make fire. This is what I make fire.
Oh, God. That's because that's the funniest thing I've ever heard of. Yeah, I hardly listen to any other director commentaries because the Conan one just, if you could beat a commentary with that. It wasn't that voice that made it funny. It was John Milieu getting so, the director, getting so into the setup of the Atlantean king that had found a cave and had got all his armor, even his weapon, and had hidden it.
So this is an old Joseph Campbell power of mission.
Exactly.
And he's just going into it.
This is why I love
the fire. Hey, no way, Luke. This is what he goes. No way, Luke. This is where I learned to make fire. Cuts right through him. It's brilliant.
Great.
And that one. And then they have a deleted scene where he's being chased by dogs. And you all remember in the movie he's chased by dogs. It's just after he'd been freed by the redheaded guy. And he's just running, and the dogs are chasing him. And then he falls in, finds the Atlantean king, gets the sword, comes out, kills the dogs. Next thing you know, you see him wearing a pelt of dog, you know, dog pelts.
Yeah.
Well, in the deleted scene, you see him running, you know, and he gets up on top of the rock, and he's got this cape on, and one of the dogs catches him, and gets his cape, and is losing his shit, and this rock is like 8 feet up. I mean, this is a big boulder, and it pulls him off the back, and the great part is that it's not the mic from the actual movie. It's the mic, the actual camera mic. Oh. So you can hear, like, stagehands and everybody, and you see action. And you see Arnold fall behind the rock. And as you hear him fall, you hear this, God damn it! And you see these stagehands running towards this boulder. Oh, no! God damn it!
Watches at one of our Christmas parties.
No, we have. It was 12 years ago, though. I mean, we're talking 2000, 2001. We were watching that. I forced it on everybody. So, like, you gotta see. Yeah, literally, almost the same way with Pain and Gain. I'm still waiting for you fuckers to watch that.
Oh, is it out now?
It is.
It's out.
Is it on Netflix?
I don't know if it's on Netflix.
I got a red box that bitch.
It's on my list.
It's on disc. Oh.
Like I said, what you and Matt Fraction in on that movie, I'm in.
Okay. Tell the truth. It was Matt Fraction that sold you.
No.
Please.
Much like Milieu and Schwarzenegger in the musician. He was a verbal
for a while. Oh, God.
Wow.
Like the 8th podcast I've mentioned that fucking movie.
Back to Fast and Furious for a second.
Yes.
They hadn't filmed all the Paul Walker scenes, so Fast and Furious 7 is like indefinitely delayed until they figure out what to do. It's
until they can grow one of his clones.
Bill Simmons and Adam Carolla on their podcast spitballed for 20 minutes how to like fix this film.
That's funny.
Because they're like, I guess, the biggest fans of this fucking franchise.
Well, you get the same guy who replaced Bela Lugosi in Plan 9 from Outer Space, and you have Paul Walker with the cape across his mouth.
They'll just do the rest of the
Brandon kill Lee. Him in the movie. Yeah. Why don't you just kill him in the movie?
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
That's what that was Carolla's
There's
idea.
Not enough footage.
You get some spoiler dude alert, in the back like, of his head. Vic, I gotta go to. It is Vic, right? Vic Toretto. Yeah. Toretto. Yeah. Like, I gotta go to Tijuana just because I'm out of here.
Well, like, it kind of sucks because he, you know, spoiler alert for Fast and Furious 6, he becomes a dad in like.
Well, he gets pregnant in 5.
In 5, yeah, he's a dad in 6. Like, he's already a dad.
That's how it works.
I've always
and, like,
seen
now
one
he's like gonna. He's gonna die.
I've only seen one. I've seen part of 5.
Like, again, like,
oh,
yeah, they can't orphan those movie children.
Absolutely,
that's horrific.
I'm just saying they make a big
deal
about
family.
Get some young
14-year-old Andrew Garfield to be like, you know, sad that his daddy died.
Garfield at 26, you know?
He pulls off 14 better than anybody.
So, like, yeah, 1 is just a car commercial. 2 is a Ludacris and car commercial. The rapper Ludacris.
Yeah.
3 is Tokyo Drift, and it's worth watching.
It is worthwhile?
Tokyo Drift is worthwhile.
Tokyo Drift is hilarious.
I don't think I'm going to go through a tear once
four,
I'm set.
Yeah, four, you just, I'm there. Four you just have you to have get through sword. Because you need to know what's happening. Five is worth watching, and six is definitely worth watching. Because they go from stupid car commercial with, like, weird plot that doesn't make a whole lot of sense to, like, heist film by the six. And they exponentially increase the quality of the... They change directors. Well,
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. That sounds great.
Yeah. It's good, dumb fun, as Ryan Davis would have said if he was still here.
Fast Five, it was very old school. You know, getting back
they bring The Rock in Fast Five.
Is that
soon as The Rock shows up, shit gets good.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, pay the game.
He's right. They do just wrestle. Like, and they awesome. Break so he's many worked. Windows.
Yes. And he's like, The Rock is like he definitely worked out for that film. And then he's got the Under Armour, like the tightest Under Armour shirt that you can find.
He tears his fucking flak jacket off so they can really get into WrestleMania this shit. I'm like, all right.
Nice. And he's got a goatee, like this like huge goatee.
The Rock?
Yeah.
And like the biggest gun that you've ever seen.
Oh, what's the fucking, this is like late 80s, early 90s. What's the Rowdy Roddy Piper movie?
Others. Them.
Them.
Thank you.
Also, Rowdy Roddy Piper in Saints Row 4.
What?
I haven't got there
yet. Nice. You haven't played the Keith David loyalty mission yet?
No.
And I'm not kidding. Keith David plays Keith David in Saints Row 4.
That's awesome.
Oh, I'm holy telling you guys,
shit. It is the most random shit. He's there so with great. The fucking kilt.
He's they there even had James Earl kilt. Jones and Malcolm McDowell explain... Recap these games on these commercials. It's the same random shit.
Ari does the best job any human being possibly could.
Oh, he's a salesman.
He sold me on that game, and he was right in lane. It's totally changed my perspective. Like, anything that Ari says is good.
You know, he's on the podcast.
Yeah, I know. He hasn't had the Seven Soldiers moment with me yet.
I'm sure I'll find it.
At some point, I'm just going to be like,
fuck you and everything you've ever told me.
No! Yeah.
Nice.
I have to double take. Most of the time, 95% of the time, Cyrus has always been right as rain with me on comics. But then I see the Seven Soldiers, and it was such a bad burn that it was just.
Every once in a while, Clarion the Witch Boy fucks you. Well, I thought he was the worst part of Seven Soldiers. It was weak, right? Clarion the Witch Boy was pretty damn weak. It was just boring. It's just like, oh.
So where's Wonder Woman going to fit in fucking Batman versus Superman?
Right. She's going to be. Right fucking Batman or Superman, I assume, right?
No. Badly, I think. Is
yeah, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Like, I can see Batman versus Superman. It's just Dark Knight Returns. Just take that.
They're trying to Avengers it up.
Yeah. Well, everyone's trying to Avengers it up.
Are you guys watching Arrow?
Yes.
I'm going to start watching it now.
Season 2, I'll tell you right now, get through Season 1. You will enjoy Season 2 way better.
Okay. Well, so I
keep hearing good things about Arrow as well, and I don't know if I want to live in that world.
No, it's CW. I'm afraid it's just like Smallville.
Look, 2. There's gonna be like the guy's abs are glorious. I'm just gonna tell you right now. He does this. They have you heard of the salmon ladder? Have you heard of this exercise? It's a set of hooks that kind of go up vertically, and you have like a pole, and you hook onto the first hook set of hooks. And then you use your core strength to kind of lift you to the next pole and to the next pole and
how
the next pole.
How do you ever start it? Just, did you just...
You have to get it.
The next day imagine you come to the gym.
Imagine doing a pull-up, but then really quickly, like... Right.
Exactly. Like,
no, I get that. Push the pole and grab the next one. I would just be standing there at the first one going...
So like the first few episodes are like, look at his glorious abs and watch him do the salmon ladder and he shoots a few arrows and blah, blah, blah. But the more interesting aspect of the show is not the CW-ish stuff in the present day. It's the flashbacks to the island.
Okay.
That's where, like, all the interesting shit goes. Yeah. And a certain character named Slade Wilson is present in the...
Nice.
Spoiled enough to see that.
Yeah. And, like, the first season is, okay.
Well, they got the Flash in there, right?
Barry in Allen? Season 2, they introduce Barry Allen as just a human. Mm-hmm. He's going to have his own show that spins off from Arrow separately. Well. But they also have Black Canary in season 2. Mm-hmm. Nice. And they have Dr. Ivo in season 2.
I'm going to start watching it.
It's season 2 is way better.
I will report as well.
Oh, and they have League of Shadows in season 2 as
I've
well.
I've heard great things from all corners.
Is that the same League of Shadows? Ra's al
Ghul. Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm kind of wondering if there are.
I think they're starting to make their own like TV Avengers.
Well, I'm wondering if they're going to try and reverse it or do like a backwards Marvel where they're going to punt that possibly up into the...
Maybe. Well, the fact that their television show is good isn't backwards Marvel.
Yeah.
I oh, is Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. bad?
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. currently.
How much have you watched it?
Zero.
Oh, really? Oh. I'm watching it. I like it.
I think there are some episodes that are better than others, but I'm continuing to watch it.
Yeah, I mean, it hasn't, like...
Ooh, the last two episodes. Wait, I'm sorry. How bad are we talking? Like Dollhouse bad? Or are we talking about like
Dollhouse?
Yeah, I love Dollhouse.
Yeah, most people did. I think Dollhouse. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It's a very the buzz I've heard is a very.
Yeah, there's a lot of episodes. I mean, they're fun to watch, like to see them tie in.
Yeah.
I think when they started to like, I think they're starting to like give up on the slow burn of some of the mysteries, and they're like, "Fuck it, we're just going to accelerate this a little bit because nobody's
watching.
Nobody's watching."
Interesting.
So it'll be interesting to see, like, heading out of this, you know, into the mid-season finales, where that's going to go. I was going to say something about freaking Arrow.
Uh-huh. I know they stole it. We talked about it before. They stole that that one scene.
The one scene from The Raid, yeah.
Yeah.
It was good.
Nice.
That's the only episode I've ever seen. Just pure happenstance. Yeah. I didn't seek it out.
The Black Canary stuff is pretty cool. And they're building in League of Shadows, and they're, like, really connected. Oh, that was what I was going to say. So two things, superhero things came out this week. I don't know if they're on the list or not.
Oh, well, there should be.
Trailer for Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Uh-huh. I haven't seen it. You haven't seen it?
But a trailer talk is coming. So
and X-Men Apocalypse in 2016.
Uh-huh.
Yes, saw that on Twitter.
Nice. Like, Fox is trying to do their own Avengers shit with the X-Men universe.
It should.
And I know this, if you watch the trailer for Amazing Spider-Man 2, they're trying to do the same thing with Spider-Man. But they're doing it the opposite way. I forget where I read this. There was some forum, and I agree. Like, instead of introducing a lot of heroes in the Spider-Man universe, they're doing it with villains, and they're putting all the villains together into Sinister Six, and that's going to be the tie-in.
That makes sense.
To Spider-Man. Like, you watch the trailer, you see the armory. The Oscorp armory where they had the Dr. Octopus arms and the Vulture wings and the fucking rhino armor and that, like, that's what they're doing. That's totally what they're doing.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
It's terrible because Joel Schumacher did the same thing. Every Joel Schumacher movie had the, first it was just like one bad guy. Then two, there was 1.5 bad guys.
Well, that was Burton.
Tim Burton did one of those.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The first two
and
were...
Actually, Returns has three villains.
Mm-hmm. Max Schreck.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Catwoman
and Penguin. Yeah, Max Schreck.
Oh, I was thinking of, like, real villains.
Comic book villains.
Catwoman was the point.
I got another fish to fry.
Yeah. But then three, you start getting more and more bad guys. And then four was a bunch of bad guys. And
Yeah. Well, they got three in Amazing Spider-Man 2, Green Goblin, Rhino, and Electro.
Yeah. I hope they can make it believable. Electro.
That's a lot of fucking characters. Yeah.
I know.
So, Paul Giamatti plays Rhino.
That's too much.
That's awesome!
See, he turned around. And,
he auto-tuned while
Wait a minute. He's like a robo-rhino.
Yeah, he doesn't have like the stupid rhino skin looking. He's got like this giant mechanical thing that he goes into when he's rhino. And what's his name? God damn it. Jamie Foxx plays Electro.
It's basically Ultimate Electro.
In some respects,
now, does he kill black people in this one as well?
Does he kill black people?
Kill.
So my
name is Jango.
Oh, right. Black people. Whoa.
The D-Asylum.
The E-Asylum.
It's just Electro.
The E is silent.
I have one beef with the trailer, in that like the Spider-Man scenes, like except for the opening one, which was really well done, I think, where he's like falling, and you can see like all the ripples in his costume and everything. Mm-hmm. Like it looked way too CGI. Like it looked like a video game. Like they didn't. I wasn't impressed by that.
Yeah,
that's the one thing. I'm like,
they're not quite done.
I hope so.
It already came off to me like a Joel Schumacher movie when I saw the trailer.
But like the guy that plays Harry,
that's pretty harsh. But if, you know, so
I kind of like the guy that played Harry that was in the trailer. Like,
okay,
in the movie,
cool.
Yeah, Harry. If the movie was like, all right, the guy that's playing Harry, and they built that up, that looked good. But then it's like, oh, now they're adding this. Oh, now they're adding this. Oh, no, and that came out in the trailer that they were doing.
There were a lot of moving pieces.
I was not worried about that before. You know, there's like I'd heard there was one or two, and I'm always a little skittish when they have more than one bad guy.
You know, the advantage of having a shitload of bad guys and a shitload of good guys, for that matter, is it discourages them from doing the standard fucking comic book thing of every movie being a
fucking origin story. I have no bigger pet peeve with respect to fucking comic book movies than everyone. You got to do a new origin story. All right, guys. Well, we got to remind you that Superman, you know, he doesn't come from this planet. This so we're going to give you a little bit of background.
It's going to be three origin stories.
No.
It's going to be the origin of the Green Goblin. It's going to be the origin of Rhino. It's going to be the origin
of... Okay, first of all, bad guys...
They won't even do it. They'll just show them in there.
Yeah, first of all, bad guys don't need an origin story because you don't have to identify with them.
No, I disagree with that.
Well, no, I'm sorry, like, just in terms of, like, constructing a plot, like, you need something, but you don't need nearly as much as, like, the coming-of-age kind of bullshit that you get with a fucking character. Because, like, you don't have to identify with them nearly as much.
Want to know how I got these scars?
If they don't have motivation...
That was the only origin I needed.
If they don't have motivation, it doesn't work.
Well, maybe.
Well, the Joker is absence of motivation. That's right, his thing. He's just...
He's a force of nature.
Yeah.
But, okay, so that's...
The Joker's a son of a bitch.
Right.
I don't disagree that you need some motivation for them. That's clear. But what you don't need is, like, the kind of origin that well, for example, I don't think Two-Face needed...
Actually, give me an example of that sigh again. I like that.
Nice.
That was a really good...
No, you finish your point.
I'm trying to think of a bad guy who they didn't bother making an origin for, and still he was...
And it worked, or it didn't work.
Joker. That's the first one.
Well, the Joker is, by definition, he doesn't need an origin story. In fact, you almost ruined him with an origin story.
They didn't give
the
Mandarin...
Wolverine's like that going the other way. Wait a minute.
Here we go. Did you just say you almost ruined the Joker with an origin story?
Yeah.
The man who voted the Killing Joke. What? Well, didn't the Killing Joke? Wasn't that like all about his origin?
In a sense, I mean, not really origin as such.
You ruined the Joker with an origin story. Killing Joke's the best book ever.
You guys suck.
I didn't say anything.
we got it taped.
I can't agree or disagree.
That's true. Now you have to go through that 7-hour marathon to hear it. To find it.
No, we lost that. Three, four hours.
So what's next on the list?
This
actually bounces off well. Okay, so there were three trailers prior to this week that I saw. And I'm sure you guys have all seen. I'm hoping
47 Ronin.
No, but oh my god. Where do I co-sign? I don't care.
Keanu 47 Ronin?
Is this with Keanu?
Yes.
Trying to make Matrix...
Who the hell knows? He has a sword. He fights monsters.
Dude, what are you talking about? We've got fucking samurai and Keanu
Reeves.
Christmas
Day!
And
it's on Christmas?
Yes.
Yeah, it comes on Christmas Day.
On the annual celebration of, what was that, the movie?
Django Unchained.
Was it Django?
It was Django?
No, I still haven't seen Django. It was
Django came out on Christmas.
The one where I said...
Man with the Iron Fist, your time?
Yes, that was it. Didn't they come out on Christmas Day and you looked at that trailer when
no,
Christmas?
No. We were at that and the trailer for Django came on.
No, I've not seen that movie. You and I were at something else. It was the trailer for Man with Iron Fist that we were at. Because I've not seen
the movie. Maybe both trailers were together.
Both trailers were together. Okay. But I thought it was that... With DZM, DMZ.
The RZA.
There you go. I knew there was a Z in it.
Oh, my God.
Run DMC was in the film.
Run DMC. God.
No.
So where are the three trailers?
Okay. Wait, 47 Ronin, though. That was more of a teaser, but again, I'm told. But okay. So we've got... I wrote this down, so I can't remember the thing. We got the Winter Soldier.
Oh, yeah.
And this song, I'm going to set this up. Winter Soldier, Days of Future Past. And the RoboCop remake. Which one are you guys most excited for?
Winter Soldier, man. Winter Soldier for me. With a bullet. Or a shield.
Or both.
I'm hoping maybe we finally get a good Wolverine movie. Like a really good Wolverine movie with Days of Future Past.
What, none of the above? Was that your answer?
No, I'm going with Days of Future Past.
Oh, okay.
I think. Only because they're replacing Kitty Pryde with Wolverine. They're sending
him. He's the face of the franchise.
Exactly. Yeah. But, I mean, so I never saw the Wolverine in the theater.
Me neither. I still haven't seen the Wolverine.
But I've seen the extended cut.
Oh, I heard that's better than the theatrical cut.
That was a really good movie. And then for about 10 minutes, The Wolverine.
Okay.
The latest one.
Cool.
It was a really good movie, except for 10 minutes. And for 10, and
I
again.
Heard it's good from word of mouth.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, it was good. But for 10 minutes, it loses its shit. And then it gets right back on track again. Hmm. And because I remember my wife and I were just like, look, we have to pause it whenever kids scream. We were watching this before the baby, obviously. But we pause it and we're looking at each other. We're like, are you really enjoying this? And she's like, I am really enjoying this. I can't believe I'm really enjoying this. And then, of course, it goes ape shit, and my wife and I are looking at each other, and she asks me, are you enjoying this part like you were the other? I was like, this is stupid. This is really stupid. And then it picks itself back up, and the last 20, 30 minutes is okay again. There's this, just this one window where it just kind of goes off the rails a little bit. I think they're just...
The Robo Silver Samurai piece?
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, that little... Yeah, it's there. But, oh, my God. The rest of that movie was just top notch. It was great.
I should watch it.
You need to watch it. I think you need to watch it.
Winter Soldier, though.
But I will tell you that you've got to watch the extended cut, whatever you do. Because apparently, and I didn't know this because I didn't see the original until I started talking to somebody else, because I said my favorite part of the movie was when it was like paint the town red.
Oh, yeah. They like cut all of that.
They had cut it all from the theater version, but there's like, he gets this, what was it, like an ice machine that like tears up the ice and blows it out of snow, you know, so you can clear the roads. Mm-hmm. And there's like 1,000 ninja. He's just plowing over these guys, and it's just shooting red out the top of this thing.
Wow.
And it's, the thing is that they're going through this Japanese town, and it's just red all over the building here, you know. And I'm cracking up because they've got chunks just blowing on walls all over the place. And it just, yes, this is a Wolverine movie. Yes, yes, you know, just great. And that, you know, and it was right up. I think it was to that, and then after it, it kind of goes off the rails for a little bit. But up to through there, man, that was a top notch. But I'm hoping that you can get something where it's Wolverine and now all the other people. If they can do that right, maybe they can do Days of Future Past right. I don't know. But you're right. I got hype for Winter Soldier. That was awesome.
Yeah.
The attitude of that was...
Is it possible to do Days of Future Past well? Let's be honest here. Is it possible to make anything...
With that group of actors? I think so.
I don't think the actors aren't the problem. The plot is the problem.
I love the plot.
The plot's not bad. It's just so much fucking...
We'll see. Yeah, you're going to have to keep people like... Understand it's you know, if you can pull off
Terminator,
oh, that's exactly what I said. If you can pull off Terminator 2 and get people to understand, okay, boom, 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 it's the same thing,
but it's much more complicated than Terminator.
It's really not
really
now. The 8 to 12 iterations since then are, but the very first one is
it's very, very similar to Terminator. They're sending somebody
back
in time.
That's when Cameron got it,
yeah,
it's very obvious,
yeah.
I mean, it, you know, Sentinels wrote Terminator,
preaching the choir, man. I totally agree. Like, yeah.
And then Claremont got it from Harlan Ellison, but if we're
up here.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So.
Shakespeare.
Winter Soldier just
no, but
great. Yeah, you send Othello back in time to kill Whitey.
That's right.
Oh,
Tornado's his mom.
Dude. That Key and Peele sketch about them going to see fucking Othello is the most brilliant fucking sketch.
Tweet it.
Oh, there's not on YouTube. You have to, like, trawl through Vimeo to find it because it's not one of the ones that they share.
My brain just shorted out.
I will look it up before we're done today, like after the podcast or like you just have to fucking watch it. Key and Peele is amazing, by the way. Back to Captain America. That movie's gonna be amazing.
It does look
good. I hope so. That trailer is so well goddamn put together. Robert Redford is so one of the villains, and it's gonna be great.
Yeah, I hope that is
awesome.
I hope so.
Like,
but the thing is, anybody can do a good trailer. I'm just like,
true.
It's Marvel, though.
It's the feel of it. It's the feel of it. Just...
Oh,
have y'all seen Thor?
Yes.
Yes.
Is it good?
Give me one second.
I love it.
Because I'm going to zig where you guys zagged. I was really intrigued by RoboCop.
Yeah, RoboCop.
And
I didn't
expect to be. I was like, I think they may have nailed
it. I'm not down on RoboCop. I'm just so high up on Captain America.
That's true. That's fair.
Yeah, but are they going to do it?
Keaton's back.
Mm-hmm.
I am stoked for
back.
Michael Keaton being back.
Wait.
I missed that guy.
Who's directing it?
I don't know.
Isn't Sam Jackson in it too?
Yes.
Yeah.
But
see,
there's like, it's really important for Verhoeven to, like, Verhoeven was an important part of the original RoboCop, right? Like, he was
his turn though now.
Yeah, but my point is, like, the story is, like, the classic Verhoeven story. Like, he made almost the same movie with Starship Troopers, just on a different scale. It's like, you know, the evil of, you know, military-industrial complex.
Verhoeven's a one-trick pony. Total Recall is the same thing.
Yeah, I guess it's true.
Yeah, so.
Although all three are pretty awesome.
Do you guys follow Hard Sci-Fi on Twitter?
No, so, but that sounds awesome.
They take
more terrible.
Like the, they
means.
Take like the like a standard sci-fi movie like plot description, but like have a, like a really super hyper realistic like spin to it in the tweet. So they're like a corporation, you know, finds a way to create fake memories for you, but it turns out it fries your brain. All products are recalled.
Like that's nice. Just,
yeah, they have like little things like that. They're just I'm not doing it justice. You have to follow Art Sci-Fi on Twitter. Like, yeah, if you can find some, it's like I think I've even retweeted a couple other things.
Okay, Errol. You were bound to like not sell something once.
It's
ever.
Like got a red robot. Or no, something.
Dude, I'm sold on Hard Sci-Fi.
It's really.
Yeah, I found it.
Okay, you were pro Thor Harder.
A dying replicant fears that his memories will be lost, like tears in rain. Fortunately, he has an automatic backup to the cloud.
It's really hard sci-fi. Like, based in reality. There's one about Alan Turing in there that it was super brilliant.
Wow. When a test pilot crashes his plane, scientists decide to rebuild him. They have the technology. Their efforts allow an open casket funeral. Wow. Yeah, that's that. I'm following that.
It's great, man. It's got this nuance that. Anyway.
Nice. I've been reading a fuckload of decent sci-fi recently. I don't know if we want to talk about books, but I can contribute
Thor,
a lot.
Thor 2. I thoroughly enjoyed.
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
They just start making the little references now.
So it was written by a guy that's been working on Game of Thrones.
Directed by a guy.
Yeah. So did they build it? I'm not.
So how much incest and rape was there in Thor 2? Out of curiosity.
Very little.
But was there a lot
very science fictiony?
Yeah. Very science fictiony.
Yeah, and I don't know if I was down with elves in space. I wasn't feeling it. It's not bad, but
the villain, like the whole villain thing was like, he was like a one trick pony. He didn't really have a whole lot. I was more interested in the Loki parts and the traversal
that
between
was
realms.
That bugged me too was the ending. I was like, oh, okay, he's not.
Well,
dead.
Don't tell me. I don't know.
Oh, my bad. Okay.
I kind of did like the ending because that's almost like, well, there was this middle game movie that like they needed to get everything from point A to point B. And yes, there was some pretty interesting stuff that happened in between.
Yeah.
But now we're at point B, so that before Thor 3, that was hard to say. Like, things can maybe kick off in an interesting way where they leave.
Let me ask you a dumb question.
I feel like the twist is amazing.
Normally, I can never hide from spoilers and stuff like that, but when you create life, you disappear from the world. So I don't even know if there's a
when you create
a
life,
spoiler.
Your life ends.
Yeah, no kidding. Is there a spoiler, or not a spoiler scene?
Easter egg
scene?
Yes, there's two.
For Guardians of the Galaxy.
Really?
Yes. The first one is for Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay, don't tell me the other one.
The second one
I forgot there were two, so I actually missed the second one.
Oh, okay. I can tell you later if you
don't. I'm sure it's spoiling the internet too, so.
It's not earth-shattering at all.
Yeah.
Okay.
In fact, it refers directly back to the
Wait, it's not earth-shattering, so it's not Galactus. All right,
yeah.
We got that
well,
one.
Well, things that are not spoiled that we can talk about. There's points in the film where I just snapped out of it. I'm like,
oh.
Well, specifically when Hemsworth will like run.
Oh.
And they'll do like a wide shot, and I'm like, that looks weird. There's a guy in a red cape with a giant hammer just running downtown.
Who can fly?
Yeah. Well, there are parts.
Just like, oh.
They're trying to weave humor into the.
I need marshmallows.
That they did well. I'm in on
like
Darcy.
They try to weave humor with. They keep going back to the fish out of water. Well, like when he lands in the subway, and they're like, "How do I get back to Greenwich or wherever?" And they're like,
right.
"One stop this way." So he like gets on the train. I'm like, dude, why don't you just fucking Thor hammer your way down the subway tunnel? Why do you have to get in the goddamn train?
Superman
so they like, dude,
bust out the top.
But then like there are like
and
really cool scenes.
Thousands
like, all, I thought all the stuff on Asgard was pretty well done. Like, they made all that kind of work, they wove it into, like, how science is still part of the basis for the Asgardian technology, and, like, Thor flies all the time, like, he drops his little, like, poncho or whatever that he has on, and, like, he calls his hammer, he spins, and, like, his cape unfurls as he starts flying, like, his armor builds as he starts flying, which is, like, I thought really cool because he's all like comfy Thor with the cutoffs, and he's like, "Oh shit, I gotta go to work."
Yeah, he's got the U-shaped construction in his jeans.
Yeah, like Brett Favre. I disliked it. I have more respect for them now because that's a tough concept to execute.
Yeah, it is.
And I think Brana actually struck a better balance between the two in the first one, but it's fine. And like I said, I actually implored this on Twitter, like to the world, like for the love of God, put Darcy in the comic book.
She's funny.
Put her in Iron Man.
Man, Heimdall had more to do. Idris Elba's character had more to do, and he was a badass. I'm glad they like made him do something. Uh-huh. Because he's Idris Elba. Heimdall, the guy that can see it.
Really. Heimdall.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Like, he has more to do in this
movie. Oh, I forgot that's Idris Elba.
Good.
Yeah. Like, they're wasting Idris Elba on that character if he doesn't fucking do something. Idris Elba's awesome.
From what?
From The Wire. From Luther. From Pacific Rim.
He's the Marshal.
I don't know any of this.
Stringer Bell.
I don't know any of
you. You haven't seen Pacific Rim yet?
You haven't seen what?
I saw Pacific Rim.
He's the Marshal.
He's Marshal Pentecost from
Pacific. The boss man.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah. Yeah, him.
I like him.
He's Heimdall.
Yeah, okay.
And like, he did next to nothing robot in the first movie, and like he does some badass shit in Thor 2.
All right. I had no idea those were the same man because I guess the eyes fooled me.
Yeah, and the giant helmet that he does. Really, he takes off the helmet in 2 a little bit.
Oh shit! Yeah. Oh man.
Shit! The helmet's coming off.
Excited now.
Yeah, it's.
I really want to see it. I'm so sad. There was just no way I could go do it.
I don't want to spoil it. I'll admit.
Yeah, don't do it.
The thing that the person that Loki turns into when he's talking to Thor.
Right.
Like, I thought that was fucking amazing.
Was like, oh, okay, so what happened? And maybe we'll get that in Live Free and Thor Hard.
Oh, no, I didn't mean the end. I meant, like, as soon as, like...
I gotcha.
The little gag that he does.
This is making great television.
So
this thing happens, and then something else happens, and then
really cool stuff happens. It's really cool because they keep referring back to the previous movies. Like, this is a continuous universe. Time does advance movie to movie, and like, they're really cool references that they make back and forth. I just think that's one of the awesome things about this Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Nice.
We're back.
So are they really making a...
He's falling asleep.
Are they really making a Blade Runner sequel? Does anyone know this for sure?
Oh, I've heard rumors, but
they've been talking about that since before I met.
I thought Harrison Ford was holding a hostage or something for Indiana Jones or something like that.
Oh, fucking...
God. Oh, by the way, Disney now owns the rights to Indiana Jones.
They bought too.
Yes, they bought the film rights to Indiana Jones. So Disney...
Did you hear that they built a full-size Millennium Falcon to film on?
No, Jesus, really?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm excited for Star Wars 7.
I am totally excited for that.
Benedict Cumberbatch is the villain. They're trying.
Wait, I'm sorry. Khan is also the bad guy in Star Wars. That does not make any
Darth
sense.
Khan.
They're trying to hide it, but
Darth
it's
Condor.
Pretty clearly him, and he's pretty clearly going to be awesome.
So there's a video that came out today. I haven't seen it yet, but everyone's sharing it. It's going viral, if you will. Benedict Cumberbatch reciting or singing an R. Kelly song
on Kimmel
that I have to see because apparently it's awesome, but I haven't seen it yet.
Nice.
And what's the name? The Chainsaw Suit guys, Mikey and Chris, have done a Benedict Cumberbatch commercial
that's
also
fantastic.
Really funny.
That's fantastic.
He's starting to become a well-noted actor.
Well, I got a spoiler from my end of the year column. That's my man of the year.
That's your man.
Benedict will be my man of the year.
He's great, man.
Batch.
Look forward to that reading here in a couple weeks.
Batch, nice. Batch, batch, batch. That's like part of the commercial. This is batch, 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 batch.
Nice. Is it like Badger Batch? Badger Batch. Mushroom. Nice. 2001 called.
So RoboCop. Kind of interesting.
I think all the biting satire that you...
They are doing another...
Is there. So it looks and feels really good.
They're doing another... There's talk that there's another Starship Troopers in the works, too. Because I guess they're remaking every Paul Verhoeven film now. So...
I mean, that's all about The Last Castle, then.
Right. I'm pretty sure I heard another... Maybe I'm insane. Maybe I'm thinking of, for some reason, the...
Is that a slow rock song?
I know, he got it.
Barry Gordy's Last Dragon, dude.
Whoa, right. That obscured me.
Yeah. Maybe I'm thinking of RoboCop, but I don't know. I also just read Starship Troopers again recently.
Cool.
Pretty fun book, I guess.
What's next?
Okay, what next on the agenda here? Okay.
Wait, we're still talking trailers, right?
We can.
I have to bring up the... Have y'all seen the trailer for Unhung Hero?
Mm-mm. No, what? Unhung Hero?
It's a documentary.
About a eunuch.
About a guy. Nice. It starts off with him proposing to a girl at a basketball, at a NBA basketball game. And she says no and runs off. And then, you know, he's there, you know, on center court. It's a documentary, so.
Okay.
And then he starts, he's lie. Brokenhearted. And so then he starts, he interviews her as to why. And the reason why is because he has a small penis. Mm-hmm. So it sets him on this track of, you know, small penises in America. And how can you get a bigger penis?
What?
What's a normal size penis? What's a little size penis? And all this stuff. And he's talking about how small his penis is, you know, and he's going on dates. And one person, his psychiatrist or something says, you ought to go to a, I think like a Vietnamese sweat place where you sit in a sauna and just look around and make yourself feel better. And so he goes and he sets up his camera.
Jesus.
And then one of the guys sees him, they start beating shit out of him, throw the camera in the water, and you like see from the water, and he's going, you know, and they're, I mean, it ends with him like, it looks like he's gone to Mexico or something for some injection. And oh, they're getting the syringe ready. And he's like, I can't believe I'm doing this. And that's how it ends. It's called Unhung Hero.
I think you just talked me out of this film forever.
It's won a bunch of awards at Cannes. Wow. Believe it or not. Wow. That's how I saw it.
He was at Cannes, clearly.
Yeah. I gotta tell you, there are plenty of movies on the internet about dicks that I don't watch already. So
true that.
I saw
this is just one more.
That was something somewhat unrelated. So you know the Amazon Kindle Fire HDX has this feature where you can ask for help with this button,
uh-huh.
and a video chat pops up
of
the customer service rep.
Can you imagine what that person
who can see you?
He sees your. You can see
her, or it's mostly females, I think. But you can see the person.
Dads.
Show up in the chat, but they cannot see you. They are explicitly not able
to
see your camera feed, but you can see them.
That's smart.
Those people are going to be
exact. I was thinking.
I need help with this.
Exactly.
My penis.
They can hear you, right?
Yes, they can hear you.
They're just going to hear men masturbating.
Yeah, I'm sure it's like a heavy breathing kind of...
Yeah, oh, God. That's those poor people that work there.
It's like, that's just...
Hazard pay.
When that idea was introduced to me, I forget where I heard it, like that was like going to be a thing. I'm like, fuck this. Like, fuck people forever doing that. Like, they're just, you know, they're just customer service reps. Come on, you know?
You know, for all this... topic. Sorry.
I was reminded that Chat Roulette developed dick filtering technology. They actually tried to like figure out a way of like preemptively detecting a dick.
Dictection.
Are you saying Amazon doesn't know dick?
Yo, Chat Roulette does.
They have an advanced degree in technology.
Exactly.
So there's another company you guys have heard of, I'm sure, called Snapchat, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's Chat Roulette, but you get to decide if the other person can save the picture. It's retarded. I mean, whatever.
No, I think a bunch of... That's going to be the next big thing if you're going to invest money in something doing that.
Well, okay, but you can't invest... You can't invest money in that because it's private. But, I mean, whatever. It's going to get bought by somebody. So that's where I was going with this, actually. Is they had a buyout offer from Facebook for $3 billion that they turned down.
They're smart.
They're fucking stupid. No, they're not.
No, they're smart.
Dude, there's zero marginal value of the dollar once you have 3 billion of them. 3 billion versus 3.5 billion versus 4 billion is all the same fucking thing. You will never spend it all. Take the money and run. Well, Walter White is a fucking asshole, which we found out at the end of the show. So.
Well, no, we always knew that.
No, he was supposed to start out as a good guy and become a bad guy. Well, that was the whole point of the show.
I disagree. But before we have this argument, have you watched Breaking Bad, Keith? Mm-hmm. Let's table this.
I've watched the first episode.
And you stopped how?
Yeah, how did
I
that
I made
work?
Life.
Oh, you contributed, okay.
I
was making a contribution to that.
Yeah, for every life that Walter White takes, I will introduce Walter.
Don't
bring
make
him back!
You ain't never coming back.
Yeah,
no, don't do
Jesus,
that.
Jesus, really? That's awesome.
Breaking Bad's phenomenal.
All right, something I don't know, and I saw it online, I saw the whole thing, but I don't know if it was done as a parody or if it was done as like an outtake or what, where the end, the, like the last episode of Breaking Bad.
Is the first episode of Malcolm in the Middle?
No, he wakes up. He's in bed with the mom from Malcolm in the Middle.
That, yeah, that was a parody.
He's like, I've had such a terrible nightmare. I was a very bad person. He's like crying.
Yeah, it's a parody.
Now, what was that?
It was a parody.
Done for somebody else, or was it done
for... Everybody, people have been saying DVD. For a long time that, like... No, I think it was
that
just
was
done by
someone
else.
That was the brilliance of the casting. It was the same character. But he went in a very different direction.
Yeah. Like, people have been joking about this for a while that, like, wouldn't it be funny if the end of Breaking Bad was him waking up, like, Bob Hope style. Yeah, Newhart. Yeah, Newhart. Like, you know, oh my God.
It was hysterical.
Or that, due to all his... You know he's going to make meth, and you know he's going to get in trouble. There's not a spoiler to say that. That, like... He joins a witness protection program and then meets his wife, and then Walter White in the witness protection program with a new family is Malcolm in the Middle was another God. Like hilarious.
No. I'd like to think that Walter White would kill that fucking bitch.
Yeah.
Jesus fuck. That goddamn show. Oh my God.
Rhett's very traumatized.
Yeah, no
that
kidding.
By Malcolm in the Middle. I'm not traumatized. I'm just angry about that mother. Jesus Christ.
You know, she played a mother in Felicity as well, but unlike Malcolm in the Middle and Breaking Bad, it was a 180 swap.
Swap. Anyway.
Yeah, I need to watch it. I know
it's
need to watch
really,
it.
It's really captivating. The episode...
Your obsession with endings that pay off...
Oh, thank God.
It pays off big time.
Yeah.
They wrap it nicely up in a bow.
Fantastic finale.
Oh, thank God.
With a bow.
We'll delve into this deeper though when we might have. Because I thought it was fascinating as hell, really well done.
Some people get grossed out by it, they can't
those
proceed.
People are wrong.
Like if you're still cool with the show after you watch the bathtub scene, you're good to go.
That's
you're
early. Good. That's
I know. And like three or four episodes in.
Am I alright?
If you're good.
Okay.
You're I don't think you have a problem. I'm just saying. Like others that you may be watching it with. If they're not feeling it by the third or fourth episode
the
when
kids,
they have the bathtub,
that's the thing that's I can't. Oh shit!
Not in the first season.
Ones that you care about, I guess I was.
No, they were all bad.
I killed them all, but they were all very bad.
They're gonna shoot
and
us
again.
In the
that's
head,
purely
they're going to start.
A child is killed.
A child is killed.
Oh God!
Yeah,
that'd be tough.
But it'll take you five seasons to get there.
I could probably push.
It'll be season 5.
Thank you for making me like this.
Yeah.
Oop, edit that name out. Shit, I gotta do one every time.
We are noting the time that we must delete.
Right, so what's the next?
Drive it into the bed.
He said something he wasn't supposed to say. Yeah. It was like 1:30.
That's cool. That's great. Alright, what the hell? Okay. Rio, this one's for you.
Oh!
Amazon's delivery drones. Is this Harbinger of the Jetsons?
We nearly segued to this naturally.
Or
I was trying to bring it up.
Nice.
I was about to go online.
I mean, to be honest with you, like it's Sermon. they're years away from being credible with
that's
that, right?
Wasn't
like,
it just a marketing ploy?
To me, it looked like it, right? It looked like they were just like getting some buzz.
And Bezos was honest about it. But,
oh, he was?
Yeah, he's like I think 5 years at the earliest.
Yeah,
but I mean, he was saying that the day before Black Friday or something
exactly.
like that.
He's and, getting you. Talking about Amazon.
Everybody was talking about
before
Amazon.
Before Cyber Monday.
Yeah.
He came
like,
on after Black Friday.
Like
it was
like
a Charlie Rose.
He's the CEO of the most successful
but
online
did he,
offer.
Did he come out honestly and say that he was doing that, bringing it up?
Of course not.
Okay. I thought that's what you were
no,
doing.
What he was honest about was that it's a long time coming. The laws haven't changed.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of regulations in place that will have to change before that can happen. So, like...
I can't even use a cell phone on a goddamn airplane yet.
That's changing.
I can't wait. You want to talk about the hunting industry. Completely getting revolutionized.
That will
we
be,
talked about this.
That will remain illegal in a lot
thank
of states.
Thank you for speaking up for the East Texas contingent.
I'm telling you.
We talked about this.
It'll probably be federally regulated. At least stuff like shooting deer and water. Well, waterfowl for sure because that's federally regulated. Period. I would bet that there will deer.
Bad, if we start shooting, them, like, are they are going to go all fucking Battlestar Galactica on our ass?
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like,
I bet they
wait for the
high-power rifle and shooting those things out of the air. Then you go and find it.
Well, okay,
pluck your bullet out and you run off.
No. But here's the thing. Right now,
I would have fun doing.
Right
that.
Now, in most states, it's illegal to say hunt from a helicopter. For most types
hunt
of game,
from a helicopter.
Yeah, so like hunt from the air, shooting downwards.
No.
No, he's talking about...
I'm talking about sitting in your backyard looking for those things flying by and popping up.
Oh. Yeah,
shoot it down.
Go to the woods. Watch them. Goddamn, there's one. What you do is we all get together on a Saturday and we order like 50 things from Amazon to go to
this cabin in the woods. You order 50 things from Amazon, you still win.
Yeah.
At the end of the day. No. Remember, it can only be something that's
property damage.
It's only something that can be like five pounds.
You have a delivery to like the middle of the woods. You go out in the woods and you get down and you wait. And when you see the horde of them, you know, that are all coming, it's like, everybody!
I have to plug Rob from Silent Happiness. He tweeted when this all broke that he's like, I'm gonna order 50 dildos and from their Amazon Prime, whatever the hell they're calling it.
Yeah.
And then I'm gonna play Ride of the Valkyries as they come in. So, I was like, all right, Rob, you win.
I was mentioning in lunch this week about this that if people start shooting it out of the air, it's just escalation. Next up, they'll have chaff and armor and like a missile loaded.
It'd be even better. I bought my own drones.
Like,
I can fly and hunt
like
down.
It'll be like rubber
GoPro
bullets
on it.
It'll be like rubber bullets and chaff and smoke.
This is the greatest thing ever.
And they'll start like spinning in the air and like shooting stuff out.
You get your own drone with a GoPro on the top.
God damn it.
You sit at your computer and just like Descent. It'll be the next descent where you're flying through the sky, hunting down Amazon drones.
Oculus Rift on.
Yes.
Oh my God.
I know you watched Battlestar. You remember the episode Scar?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're positing. You're going to piss those things off, and they're going to get sentient, they're going to come for your ass.
I agree.
That's what's going to happen.
I agree.
But that is terrifying.
They'll be coming for my grandchildren's ass. I'll be gone. I will have had a great time hunting these things.
You see
a
sit down. You see an Amazon drone. You do what we do. You
run. Oh, no, man. I'm building my own drone.
You're like sitting there bouncing your kid on your newborn child on your knee, and you're like, son, one day you're going to be running away from drones.
Some of these things are going to be awful mad at you for what Daddy did.
You're like sitting in the living room watching TV. You hear a drone like on the block. Everyone like runs to the basement. You're like hiding. Next 10 minutes are really tense.
Yeah, totally.
There's like a light that like goes like a flashlight that scans.
God. It's great. Hunting them down.
UPS is also researching these, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
No chance that it makes it in at least East Texas.
Is John Connor researching these as well? Feels like he should be in on this.
First on.
No, it's not John Connor. It's the dude from Terminator 2. I forget his name.
I don't know.
The black guy.
Miles Dyson.
Miles Dyson.
Yes!
Are you Miles Dyson?
No, he builds him. I want someone to fight them. I am concerned.
Well, we need one
future
first and then the other. We need to fight.
There is no football but order from the sky. I'm very excited. This is a terrible plan.
And the way you get the Arnold Schwarzenegger Terminator is that eventually Amazon hires celebrity Arnold Schwarzenegger to have a friendly voice when the drone comes to you, and they eventually map that into a T-100.
Nice.
So it's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Here is your package.
This has happened before, and it will happen again.
There it is.
Come with me if you want to live.
Come with me if you want to retrieve your package.
Nice.
Freeze by here and here.
Here are your 50 dildos.
Dun, 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 dun. I just cracked.
Get shot from the sky. God damn it.
God damn
it. It's raining men. Or at least pieces of them.
Wow. What's the... You know, at some point what they could do is, like, the drones could be, like, only high altitude. At least they have the main drones. No. They have the main drones that are, like, at high altitude.
And they launch sub drones.
Yeah, they launch the sub drones, and those are throwaways.
Those just auto-rotate down.
Yeah.
They're semi-guided.
They don't even need a drone.
Well, you know, like something like a PlayStation or an Xbox where, like everyone Starcraft in the neighborhoods ordered them. They just have Mervs. And they independently
fire. Yeah. The drone comes out, and then it's just like... And then just like...
How much longer until they're coming through the ground and burrowing up?
That's the Matrix.
Oh, that's awesome.
Rings. You said StarCraft. I just went there.
Like, I'm thinking of Carriers. Tremors.
They have to distribute the creep before. Like, the Zerglings can make it to
your... Carriers! But it's just... all over the place!
Yeah, it's got to be thought of. And that's what'll happen once they really become ubiquitous.
Air traffic is gonna be crazy.
Awesome. I'm excited for this.
How long until somebody gets one that they can ride?
They have those now.
Yeah.
Just the military.
Capture three of them and strap them together.
I'm sure Tesla Motors is working on
this. Warren Ellis was joking about this.
You hold on to three of them, order something at your grandmother's house. Yeah,
Warren Ellis was joking about having two drones and like a throne in between them that he could just sit on and ride. Like a sleigh.
Nice.
And then somebody photoshopped someone and tweeted at him.
Although it was a TARDIS, I think, in the picture.
Maybe. Because why not?
Right. Doctor Who makes everything better.
Doctor Who? Doctor Drone, bitch.
Nice.
Yeah, it's the future. It's 2013. God damn it.
All right, last
you can
thing
talk
I've
to your
here.
TV. It sort of works, and people will drop packages on you from the sky.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Cool. Yeah.
I'm ready. I'm ready for drones.
I mean, it's not any worse than the assholes of Target. Copyright.
Copyright.
Gender copyright.
I'd rather have a mind goes automaton that, you know, is made of metal. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, a carbon sack, a stupid.
God. Just the blank look. That was the worst. That was it was worse than the Kinect breaking. It was worse than the video, you know, of artifacts. It was worse than Dolby Digital. Was the
copyright.
Blank look on their face about them dare copyright. And I was just like, you assholes. You don't want my money. You don't care if you get my money.
They don't
money.
Need money. They're paid in meth.
I know.
Paid in meth.
These nuns are paid in hot dog water.
Okay. So I don't know if you guys caught this. I would
old
get
flavor.
Nice. There's no such thing as no man's land to Keyshawn.
All right, what's up?
And we have this quote from Alan Moore.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm
these
familiar
days,
with this.
Superhero comics think the audience is certainly not 9 to 13. There's nothing to do with them. It's an audience largely of 30, 40, 50, 60-year-old men, usually men. Someone came up with the term graphic novel. These readers latched onto it. They were simply interested in a way that they could validate their continued love of Green Lantern or Spider-Man without appearing in some way emotionally subnormal. This is a significant rump of the superhero-addicted, mainstream-addicted audience. I don't think the superhero stands for anything good. I think it's a rather alarming sign that we've got audiences of adults going into the Avengers movie and delighting in concepts and characters meant to entertain 12-year-old boys of the 1950s.
How old is he?
Moore's probably in his 60s by now.
Yeah, get off his lawn.
Case closed. Yeah. Anytime any male hits around 65, they start losing their shit, getting angry at everybody and everything. That's
yeah.
What... We do.
Well, okay.
We will all do it. We will all hate each other at 65.
Goddamn drones,
brothers!
Get out of my airspace!
Get out of my airspace!
I'm gonna be like fucking. I'm gonna be like fucking El Torino. What's that?
Gran Torino.
Gran Torino. I'm gonna have my. Chicken. Get off!
If you make it to 65, that's what you do. You start hating everybody and everything, and you're just ornery. And that ain't nothing but he's ornery.
You can imagine.
No,
this guy
is irony there too. Alan Moore made his career in the 80s on superhero deconstruction. Taking the superhero concept and making it for adults.
Yeah, but
like,
what
the
he's...
Hell? Who are
no,
you?
No, 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 but this is consistent with that. Like, he's saying that, like, mainstream, like, sort of straightforward
Man
superhero
children.
Comics are this... I mean, he's making this case, I don't think he's right, but he's making the case that, like, there's no artistic merit and there's not, like, any moral content to the Avengers movie because it's, like, this sort of wish fulfillment thing, right? These perfect beings, blah, 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 which isn't true, I think. And certainly, like, there is some moral content, at least in some of these superhero movies, but it's consistent, at least, with his writing on superhero... books that are very much not about superheroes. They're about these fallible yet superpowered characters.
I'm making the argument that his brain is faulty at this point.
Well, I hear you, but I mean,
literally,
look.
It's a faulty, misfiring brain. That, and I mean that with true love in my heart for the old men that I know, that I love, that they are not the same brain that they were 20 years ago when they were doing X. Or even 10 years ago doing Y, or
what's Y?
40 years doing
what? Okay, but...
It's a broken brain that is addling words. Just blah, blah, blah.
The problem with... Yeah. I think the problem in general with his attitude towards these things, it's easy to take that position that, like, oh, there's nothing here. These people need to raise their level of discourse. Okay, fine.
You don't get to write Watchmen and then make that argument 25, 30 years
But later. Watchmen is yeah, consistent with that. Totally Watchmen is completely the opposite, in a sense, of the Avengers. Because, it, like, it's as if the Avengers are, like, very much more imperfect than they really... Like, the Avengers does not, like, have this... Really doesn't have the conceit that all the Avengers are perfect, right? They don't have that Superman problem.
Do this for me. What do you think Moore's problem with the superhero concept is?
I think his problem with it is that, like, there's not much in terms of, like, adult content there. There's not... Like, they're these perfect, super-powered, like, beings that, like, a 12-year-old can look up to that because, okay. like, they don't understand the fact that, like, people are flawed, like, fundamentally. And, like, somehow adults now being lulled into the same, you know, this same concept, or, you know, this, okay. the same arena where, like, they're looking at these characters and considering them as, like, these idealized...
According to your interpretation, it's the fact that the Avengers should be rated R if it's being watched by adults.
No, I think it's just like I think what he's trying to say is that like there's very little content to a story where your protagonists are perfect.
Think about it this way: like Alan Moore,
well,
most
he's not
like
wrong about that.
I agree with you. Yeah. I think he's wrong in claiming
all the Marvel characters are imperfect.
Yeah, I think he's actually wrong in claiming that Marvel does a bad job in that sense. Like my interpretation is he's claiming that all these superhero movies do a bad job of portraying the characters as like actual humans. And so instead they're these like super idealized humans, and then like it's very childish for someone to look at that and to like aspire to it
because Alan Moore hasn't actually read a real comic book since the 60s or something, so he doesn't understand all the comic book stuff that's happened since then. He hasn't watched any of the movies. He's just forming an opinion, kind of almost in his own little vacuum when people come talk to him because they know he's a luminary. I think
the question is he though. It ain't the same Alan Moore from 30 years
fine.
Ago at all.
Now, the problem with that argument is he's been beating this bitch drum for at least 10 years now.
Oh, can you go back and reread the part of it where he's talking about like they're trying to hide the fact that they're like he says something like stunted grow like
yeah, emotionally stunted, like you're stuck at being a 15-year-old or something, right?
They were simply interested in a way that could validate their continued love of Green Lantern or Spider-Man without appearing in some way emotionally subnormal.
There you go. Okay. So like if in fact Green Lantern and Spider-Man were the same characters that they were, you know, 40-50 yeah. years ago, like
yeah.
there's much less depth to those characters. Like in a sense, his objection to those characters is the same as my objection to Superman. And I know that I'm not right in general about Superman. Like many people do write many people do write Superman in a reasonably complicated way, but like if you strip everything down, Superman is this perfect character. So like let's just use him as the straw man for a second here. So like if every superhero were just like a very early, you know, Superman prototype who's like infallible and, you know, all powerful and all this, then it really would be problematic for people to be not problematic. I don't know. I'm not making moral judgments here, but like you could see where he's coming from. If he's saying, well, these movies are just idiotic, right? There's no content to a movie that's just a bunch of like Superman literally running around like doing shit. And then we're like, oh, that's awesome. I want to be like that. Like, there's nothing to that, but like if you have imperfect real characters that aren't just like cardboard cutouts of Jesus.
So you guys think he's unaware that people are doing stuff like he did?
No, I think so.
Or maybe he just doesn't want to acknowledge it.
I think he thinks all the characters are the way they were in the 50s and 60s.
Well, there is something very self-serving about that statement too, right? Yeah. What he's saying is like Green Lantern and Spider-Man are like shit in the same way that like they don't have any content to them. Those things are shitty, and implicitly something like something I wrote, like Top 10
or Watchmen.
Watchmen is not like Watchmen is explicitly the opposite of that. So I think there's something self-serving about what he's saying.
I wholeheartedly agree.
I think it's just bitter at those two companies that make superhero books.
I mean, he's bitter at everything. He's bitter at the commercialization of his own properties.
Yeah.
He's bitter all around.
Yeah.
But like Sarah said, he's been beating his drum for a while. Yeah. I really think he thinks like characters like Captain America are the same that they were.
He beats the drum a little differently. He didn't exactly go after people for liking it.
No, he did. Yeah, he said that they were more emotionally subnormal.
No, I'm saying back 10, 12, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, he'd bitch about those companies. God, he'd bitch about those companies almost.
Well, yeah, but I think
the first time he's going after fans.
Exactly.
But you almost didn't, like, compared to then, you almost don't have fans to go after. Like, now this is, like, mainstream. People are going at, like, he's trying to, like, contrast the sort of mainstream milieu that is the modern superhero movie versus, like, this almost underground, 12-year-old boys trading comic books kind of thing, where it used to be you really were a nerd if you read comic books and knew anything about them, right?
I think he was going about the movie, but he was also going at the people that, like, read the graphic novels.
Yeah.
I agree with you. Both things are true. I think number one, he assumes if you're reading comic books, you're like mainstream comic books, you're an emotionally subnormal person.
Yeah.
And now, in addition, if you're watching the superhero movies, you're just as much of an emotionally subnormal person. It's just now it's been legitimized by the fact that it's popular. Yeah. I think it's a bullshit argument.
For someone who works and has worked in the medium as long as you have, it's just self-defeating to be saying that.
No, but he hates the medium. He doesn't want to be. He doesn't like his own work anymore.
Give him a year or two. He'll get there. I'm sure. He does.
He hates. Practically speaking, he is against everything that, like, the comic book industry has become.
I kind of agree with that. Everything I've seen about
that's the business, not the medium.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
I wouldn't even say the industry. I'd say the big two.
But, like, Alan Moore is not going over to Image and writing his own shit right now, is he?
He's basically retired.
So he's not promoting Image.
He's burning bridges.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's all he's doing. He's gone full ornery mode, like you just said, and he's just complaining without actually contributing to a problem that he's pointing out.
That's what retired people do.
That's my point.
Once they're out. Yeah.
You should just shut the fuck up and collect his social security checks.
He's British.
And collect his socialized health care like the rest of us.
The thing is, sometimes most retired folks, they don't shut the fuck up. It's just nobody younger is interested in sticking a fucking mic in their face.
Fair enough.
You put a mic in front of them, and they're going to say the same dumb shit that they're saying on their back porch.
They should stop putting the mic in front of Alan Moore's face.
Fundamentally,
I think he's getting there.
That's the problem. Is the people.
Well, I don't know. If you make controversial statements like this, somebody's going to come and find you and ask you for another controversial statement. I think he's beating the same drum that, like, people who are people who talk about video games, like the sort of the people who poo-poo video games as an art form, like
right,
but they're like, well, video games are bullshit, blah blah blah. Like, in a sense, he's getting to the same thing. Like, at the heart of it, he's saying that most comic books are not any sort of valid form of expression because they have this, they're morally empty, right? I don't know. Maybe he should go fucking write some novels or something.
I don't think morality fair should do it. I think it's just
intellectually empty? I don't know. Sure. There you go. It's just, he considers it just a base sort of useless sort
no
of
character
childish
development.
Thing.
Characters don't develop. They don't grow. There's no arc.
That's just weird that guy who did such seminal work would have that feeling. Maybe he's crazy.
I think that's the point. That's not the guy. That's not the guy that did that.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Whatever. The brain that's inhabiting the sack is the guy right now.
You said something a while ago that was really interesting. You said, and no, it's not, because, you know, like, what, human cells are all turned over 7 years on average?
So he's never been the guy that you're talking about, because he's always been a different guy time his cells turn over.
Exactly. But you said something a while ago about, like, you can't make such a seminal work and then make that statement. And I'm like, the question is, that's the part. It ain't the same guy.
Well, you're not yourself. You're not the same person that you were when we started this podcast.
Oh, shit. Ship of Theseus. Here we go. All right. How many boards do we have to replace in the ship before it's no longer
That's
the same ship?
Exactly where we're headed. Let's go.
I would argue that there is a threshold.
Hey, Zeno, I got a paradox for you, too, while we're at it.
Fuck you. That series converges.
I have a question I want to follow up.
Are we for the fact that Stan Lee has stayed awesome well into his 90s?
Are we spoiled?
Yeah, because Moore has lost his shit, you guys are presuming, and I think you've argued it pretty well.
Yeah,
and
he has a,
Fred Moore destroyed long. His career back in 2011 when he went off on the whole...
The Spirit? Or before that?
No.
The goddamn Batman?
He creatively destroyed himself with the Spirit. He destroyed his career, I would say, with the audience, just as a same human being, when he went off on Occupy Wall Street.
Oh, right.
And I won't be political, but there are reasons you can be for that, and you can be against that, that makes sense. He skirted all of them and went off on a xenophobic rant.
Yeah, well, and, I mean, there's also the Orson Scott Card approach.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
But there are
them gay people!
There are happy, harmless old men. They do exist. And Stan Lee just happened to be fortunately that he's one.
You know what another interesting example of this is? Eastwood.
Huh.
Eastwood made Invictus. The story of the first black president of South Africa and all the shit he went through. He also talked to a chair that he pretended had Obama in it and lost his mind.
Yeah.
How is that the same guy? I don't get it. And again, I won't tackle the opinions either way. I strongly feel one way and not the other, and I'll leave it at that. But I don't know how that guy makes that film and then holds those political views.
Old people.
It's amazing.
It's, and it's not like
or it's cynicism,
old,
right? Like he's like, well, this will sell, so fuck it, we'll make it.
It could be cynicism.
Yeah.
It was about rugby. I want you guys talking about.
You could still have flashers of.
I thought I was making a movie about rugby. This black guy I got as an assistant director, he fucking made a movie about Nelson Mandela underneath my nose.
Nice.
I told Freeman to call me Massa. He didn't.
God damn it.
Jesus.
There's a great Key and Peele skit. I've been watching a lot of Key and Peele. There's a great Key and Peele skit about them going to a Civil War reenactment and reenacting as slaves that is fucking amazing.
Wow.
It is so brilliant. So brilliant.
Did you see the one where they were, it was like Face Off?
The Mexican stand-up thing? Yes, I have online. Yeah, that's on YouTube. Yeah. Yeah. Brilliant.
Right. So I have a question for you guys. If you were to chart mental function on a time series, so you start at 0 and go to, let's say, 80, does it go where it
increases? Talked about this.
Have I done this before with you guys?
It's
a question I've had.
Maybe it was before a podcast.
Okay, it's a long-running theory.
Are you asking where the peak is?
No, I'm asking. No, the peak is not important. I know you're still somewhat young.
It's the cliff. He's worried about.
And have hope.
Are you worried about whether it's this or this?
Ah, there you go. Yeah. Now it's going to increase. Now I would posit that it goes to 30. Question that I don't know the answer to is that then does it go from plateau to around 65 and or does it go up and then just slowly degrade?
I think it completely depends on what you do. I think a lot of the reason that it's 65 is because people have a job till they're 65 and then they retire and they stop fucking thinking and you just it's no longer there. But like if you keep yourself active and
I sure hope you have kids someday.
I'm pretty sure I'm not gonna.
I was firmly in the camp of what you just said. Firm until I had children, and it's like, oh no! And I'm just going
down. There's an N at the peak, and then a bunch of O's.
May I pause? I don't think that's biodegradation of your brain cells so much as sheer fatigue.
No, I think
sleep
it's
deprivation biodegradation.
I think. It's gone and it ain't coming back. It's gone. And that's why I ask for everybody, because it is just as much a reflection of where you are now as it is of where you think you're going. And so anyway, the reason why I want to do this on a podcast is because we're going to have a podcast in 30 years.
We're all going to find out.
We're going to start asking.
Are we going to start calling them podcasts?
No.
Holocasts or whatever.
It's going to be a brainwave. Everybody just sit there, all of a sudden they have a thought, and they hear four assholes talking.
What was it?
It's in the brainwave!
And then the drones
they have like holograms and some other thing. It's like a solid.
Way to bring it around.
I forget now.
I'm legitimately terrified of these drones.
Oh man, I'm excited.
This is the takeaway from tonight's episode.
I've never been a hunter, never wanted to be a hunter until now.
So,
Solid grams.
Delete!
I got you covered.
Keyshawn, the drone hunter. Oh, look at this one. She's a beaut. She's a Mach 3000. Oh, look at it. The way she flies through the skies. You know, you want to drop her. Yeah, look at her come down.
You have the little cricket gun from Men in Black. You're like,
I got my Osimo dog that goes, arr, arr, arr,
a stinger missile.
Like, it's like this huge stinger missile. Like, fire.
We're going to use one of these antiques.
I guess I don't understand why the great future idea of Australia is like a world power.
Soft launch it?
Because we're all Australian in this group.
Yes. Well, I'm just thinking of the crocodile hunter.
And eventually one will just kill you by impaling you in your, through your heart. That's really what's going to happen.
Yes, exactly.
You're going to be killed by some like relatively harmless little drone. Yeah.
Somebody ordered something like delivered in the next 30 seconds and it's just
it's like no! it goes accelerates to Mach 2 and like explodes through your chest.
Yeah. After surviving countless encounters with the Killumbot 6000.
Can't wait. There's going to be this little hole, you know, like in the Google Earth where you can watch and see where all the drones go. And then this gap in East Texas. Like, man, look at this. There's about a 3-mile radius.
Nice. There's a, awesome. So there's a series of books by an author. He's a relatively well-known sci-fi author. Werner Binge, I think his name is. There's a series of books that deals with this technology that people develop in like the, let's say it's supposed to be like towards the end of the Cold War, but the Cold War in his mind and extended it to the 90s. So they developed this technology where they can make these, they call them bobbles. It's like this sphere and like whatever's inside of it is in like a pocket universe and time stops inside of it. And then,
what's the setup for 97's Heroes Reborn series?
Sounds like Primer.
Yeah, well, okay. So you could kind of time travel by bobbling yourself, but you can only travel forward in time, right? Because you could set the bobble to, like, open in, like, 1,000 years, and then you can move forward 1,000 years. So there's a series of three books, and the last one is called Marooned in Real Time, and that one deals a lot with the whole thing where, you know, you bobble up and then, you know, come out 10,000 years later, and what the fuck? Because, so, like, short summary.
Transmit.
Most of the, well, everyone on Earth is dead by the time these people, like, emerge from their bobbles. Like, so they all are, like, they're trying to figure out, like, can we restart the human race? What's going on? But they're, like, 50 million years in the future, and they have the ability. Okay, so that book is pretty awesome. That one's called Marooned in Real Time. The first one is called The Peace War, and that one is sort of a, I don't know, an adventure-ish. I'll give you, I have ebook versions. I will give them to you. So that one is pretty cool, but there's this middle book. It's really not a book. It's like a novella. It's really short and it deals with, so after the, there's like a world war in the first one and then like people kind of balkanize. Nice. That's a great book. People kind of balkanize and then like the middle of the US becomes this sort of anarchist zone. And
so they are successful in populating.
Well, this is in the first book.
Once again,
this is
in the first and second book. Iowa is awesome.
Yeah, in the future, Iowa is awesome. Well, this is like Kansas, but close.
Okay,
impossible.
The U.S. government is now like run basically out of New Mexico. So the New Mexico government, for some reason, decides they're going to try and take over Kansas. And oh my this, God. You reminded me of this with the East Texas 3-mile zone. So, like, the people in Kansas being anarchists, they either pay for, like, police protection or they protect themselves. And so, like, the whole New Mexico military, like, decides they're going to take over, like, this one town as, like, a show of force. Except, like, there's this one crazy son of a bitch who, like, has nuclear missiles and fucking lasers and all kinds of shit. And, like, the Army of New Mexico, yeah, me, the Army of New Mexico breaks their teeth on this one guy's property, and they give up. What's they run away.
You've got to give me these books.
So that's you. That's you in the 3-mile dead zone in East Texas.
That's awesome.
It's a cool, big-time recommended Marooned in Real Time. That's a really cool.
How do the bobbles like survive the 50 million years? Like, do they not? Are they indestructible? Somehow?
Yeah, they're completely indestructible. Okay. Like nothing, you cannot affect them in any way. They're like, it's like you've just carved a sphere out of the universe, and whatever is inside of it is just frozen there. So it's pretty cool. Pretty awesome.
Send it to me.
Yeah, dude, I will.
Send me a link.
It's the first book. The first and third book are like novel length, like you know, reasonable novel length, not really super long or anything. And then the middle one's just a novella; it's short, so 30 pages.
Everything takes me 2 months to read.
Yeah, you'll cut through them pretty quick. And I read, like I said, I read Starship Troopers again recently. I had never read it before, but The Forever War by
What's his name? Haldeman. John? Joseph?
Joe. Yeah, Joe Haldeman. John
Jacob Juno Hammers.
Yeah. Joe Haldeman. That's a really cool book. Really, like, really well written and just very enjoyable. An excellent book. Highly recommended. So,
you ever read Ready Player One?
I have not yet read Ready Player One.
You know who read Ready Player One before me? My dad. My fucking dad read Ready Player One before me. He's like, have you heard of this book? How do you call Ready Player One? I'm like, Dad, what the fuck are you doing reading that?
So it's
he loved it.
Is it good? Kidding. I haven't read it. No, no, no.
You're full of shit. I was doing it just as a joke. I ranted about how great that
is.
Fucking started all over again.
All right. No, no. I've seriously, I went back and counted. I've read like 50-some books this year.
This is all happening.
I've been fucking killing it.
Well, half of that was like Wheel of Time, right?
15 books for the Wheel of Time. But much, much more by page count. Holy shit.
I won't take up time on the podcast, but you really.
All right, I'll read it.
I've heard really good things. I thought it was funny that my dad, just like out of the blue, like tells me about fucking Ready Player One.
Well, you're reading shit, right?
Than Saints Row.
My dad, like mostly reads like historical fiction and like nonfiction.
I'm telling you.
He just busts out with Ready Player One.
I'm telling you.
Like, what the hell is this?
You need to read that book.
I'm in the middle.
It's made for us. I drop, stop, or whatever you're reading.
Because Consider Phlebas is a great book.
Oh yeah, and dude!
I am reading it on Riyadh's recommendation.
Consider what?
Phlebas.
Consider Phlebas. It's the first culture book.
Is
Ian M. Banks?
I love it, dude. You have to read it. Out of that,
it's fucking awesome.
I am.
He's a really good writer. Like the way he constructs shit is excellent. He's great with big ideas, but he's not one of those asshole like shitty sci-fi writers who's like. You could just see him like, I want to tell you all about the technology I came with. Like, he just tosses it off like, oh, I came up with this shit, but I don't give a fuck about that. Look at these characters. Like, he constructs really nice sentences, and he just writes really well, and the books are crazy. Like, he's all about big ideas. Like, it's awesome.
Well, I'm going to tell Keyshawn right now something that's going to take him out of this. He's dead.
Yeah, he died.
Ian Banks, the guy that wrote this.
He died earlier this year.
So did it leave it hanging?
No, well, I mean, it's the books are not. It's a okay. So he's the culture universe is most of his sci-fi output. The books are not really a series. They all take place in the same universe, but for the most part, they're completely unrelated to one another. Like they happen over like hundreds of years, different time spans, and like each one is basically self-contained.
Okay.
There's references between them sometimes, but
I can stand that.
Oh, dude.
I just wouldn't be able to stand if it was something like
it's not.
George R. R. Martin who would pass away. I would never start those books.
I didn't start. I gave up after the first one because I was like, prequel? No, huh?
He just came out with a novella that is about, I think it's called The Dragon Wars.
It's about rape. Yes, yeah. He wrote it.
What?
George R. R. Martin writes about rape.
No kidding. Rape with dragons.
Huh?
And nipples.
And incest.
Wait, so he wrote a novella before actually continuing to finish the series?
Yep.
My man, the volume of stuff he's written that's not A Song of Ice and Fire is Legion.
Yeah, he's writing music. He's writing all sorts of
shit. He's written many blog posts about the goddamn New York Jets, too.
Wow.
Yeah, no, he likes the Jets and the Giants.
I'm questionable. The TV show will finish the story before he does.
Yeah, no,
I'm just content to just do it that way.
So it says the novella's about, like, the battles before when the dragons were still
alive. Oh, like Targaryen.
And it's like, really, what would battles be like with dragons, like, you know, squads of dragons.
Dragon Squad.
It doesn't matter anymore. HBO, like, you know, last year when it became pretty apparent, they're probably going to lap him. They're like, oh, yeah, we're pressing on. They didn't say fuck him, but they quiet.
I
never thought they would catch me, but, you know, when I stopped writing for 4 years, that really gave them a leg up.
I hope their writers are good enough keep that up, though.
They're already diverging.
Oh, I know there's a little diverging, but it's diverging as opposed to creating. And per
the contract, they know how it ends. They've got the plot.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You don't give that fat bastard all that money without having the...
This guy's angry.
I did not know that.
You got my dander up with this one.
What did I do?
You think you're bitter about it?
You're the one that got me to read these things.
I know.
You were waiting forever. I came in and I had number 6 waiting for me right there, you know?
Yeah. I wouldn't do that with the gap between three and four.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Like culture novels.
I'll try to re-add it if another
one that I read recently. I was just going through my phone to look at the stuff I've read recently. There's a book by Robert Charles Wilson called Spin that is really kind of cool. That's a series of three as well. Spin is the first one. I haven't read the other two. It's called like Vortex and something else. But Spin, basic plot is that somehow, at some point, like in God knows, like let's say the 90s, whatever, late 90s, early 2000s.
Let's say 1990.
In 1990, somehow, like, one day, the stars disappear. And what's happened is, somehow the Earth has been encased in this, like, bubble where, this is more time-passing shit, inside, time passes, like, I don't know, a million times slower than outside. So, like, the universe is aging at normal rate, but time is passing on Earth much, 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 much slower. So, like, every second that passes is, like, 3 years outside or something. So, like, they're trying to figure out what the fuck is going on. Why is this happening? Like, what's going to happen once the sun dies? Because now that's, like, 50 years away. Pretty awesome. Pretty cool. Like, that one's kind of, like, character-driven, like, flashback-driven book.
Interesting.
Nicely written, cool concepts, just generally well put together.
Cool. It's called Obi-Wan.
Who?
Obi-Wan.
Yep. It's about what happened to Obi-Wan after episode 3.
Hmm.
And normally, I mean, look, I have read 300 plus Star Wars books.
Nice.
And I've regretted 299 of them.
I've regretted probably all the 5.
Wow.
I mean it.
This is the definition of a battered relationship here.
This book was different than all of them, and it was good.
Each time you start one, you're going to be like, it's different this time. It's going to be great.
It's a Western.
Sorry. It really loves me.
It's a Western.
Wow, what?
A Western.
Space Westerns rule.
I'm telling you, it was a full-blown Western set on Tatooine. And
interesting.
It was so good. I'm sitting there reading it going, man, how did nobody come up with this before? This is brilliant. I mean, this is just, yeah, this is exactly what it ought to be. It writes more like Star Wars.
What, like a Lonesome Millennium Falcon? Like, what is this?
No, I mean, it's Obi-Wan on Tatooine. You know, he's got to come there and, you know, he doesn't know everything that's going on.
Lonesome Banta. Lonesome Banta.
He didn't know Anakin lived. He's got to.
The good, the bad, and the Jedi.
He's got to figure out. Yeah, that's yes, yes. Nice. That's what it
the
is.
The good, the bad, and the Jawa.
I should have said that. I could have sold it and just shut up. That's what it is. It's the good, the bad, and the Jedi.
Saying Jedi.
Literally, he can't be a Jedi. The way he's been a Jedi before, you know, even though he's compelled to, you know, but he can't. And so it's like, how does he now revert into the old hermit? How did he go from there to there? And you never really saw that. And this is the start of it. I mean,
that's pretty awesome. Oh,
the fact that somebody did it Western like that, it was sweet. It was sweet.
Yeah, and dude. I tried another fundamentally, Star Wars book, like, space sci-fi type stuff and Westerns are pretty compatible because you have a lot of the same concepts. Like,
yeah,
the Old West, you have, like, these settlements and then everything between is crazy and, you know, unpredictable. Well,
it should be. The bad ones don't do it, but good ones do that. You're absolutely right.
I guess, I mean, an obvious example is Firefly, right?
Oh, yeah.
If you're into anime, Trigun.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Or Cowboy Bebop. Like the perennial classic. Which Keanu swears up and down, Keanu Reeves, that they're going to make a movie out of that one day and he's going
to
play Spike.
Is he still clinging to that?
He's still clinging to that.
I don't know.
Can we have Idris Elba as
yes, I don't, whatever. However that ends, I'm in.
As Jet.
As Jet? That could work.
Yeah.
He could be gruff enough, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's not the best pick.
I can see Benedict Cumberbatch as Spike.
More than Keanu Reeves.
Well, mostly because I just want to. It's not based on thoughts or facts or anything.
Oh, I watched Ghost Protocol. That's pretty fun. It was pretty good.
Oh yes! Before we go out, you just reminded me of something I was going to ask you guys. It feels like every other film I watch has Jeremy Renner or Chris Hemsworth in it. How are they doing this?
They move like we do. We move like
they just. You move like they just shoot constantly. What's happening?
Maybe.
God damn.
I just heard that
like
they're
porn stars. They
that
shoot
they've announced yeah. The next Bourne. The next Bourne has already been announced with Jeremy.
Oh,
Renner.
Of course, yes.
They're
announcing X-Men sequels before the other sequel's out.
Nice.
Yeah. No,
what's Renner? What's Renner in X-Men? He's not an X-Men, right?
He's Hawkeye.
He's not in the X-Men stuff because X-Men's
Fox,
right?
I was just
speaking
to the fact of how fast the cycle's going.
Oh, okay, okay,
like,
okay.
We have sequels being announced before the movie that preceding it is out.
Was that his first big role, with Hawkeye, or was he something else?
No, Hurt Locker.
He was in the Hurt Locker.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Hey, we didn't talk about Avengers 2 casting of Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver.
Wait,
officially,
who's... What?
Aaron Taylor-Johnson, the guy who plays Kick-Ass, yeah. He's Quicksilver. And Elizabeth Olsen, Mary-Kate, and Ashley's older sister is playing Scarlet.
Older?
Yes, yeah, they have an older sister. Pretty sure it's older.
That's what I heard as well.
Is that good? Is that the right cast?
I think they seem... I mean, I think they're both decent actors, so I think they'll be able to...
They're not super famous, so I like it.
And, like, you know, they're not really intimately familiar with the comics, so that could be a good or bad thing if they have their own kind of...
Kick-Ass is not
Kick-Ass.
Familiar with fucking comics?
Well, not Quicksilver, his comic book character.
No, I mean the actor.
Yeah, I think the actor is not familiar with Quicksilver.
What's
probably
wrong
familiar
with
comics, but he's not.
What's wrong with you?
Character.
Put on the other record.
I like how you're upset with him. How the hell? How dare you?
I think that's pretty good casting. I think it'll be interesting.
Quicksilver is amazing.
To see. And it's like one of those weird things where they can use
he
those
runs
guys.
Fast. How are you not getting this, Eric Johnson?
Runs
Keyshawn.
It's
in the name.
I got a 3-year-old boy who understands Quicksilver. I'm super fast.
Character history.
Watch me. I'm super fast. I can run on water. I'm super fast. What?
This. You touched on something. Matt Fraction, also a father with youngish children.
Yeah.
He was a.
You know, you got to get the dark hair going and.
What was speaking of the fact? It's like, yeah, the Flash is great for kids because they totally love the idea of a guy who's running really fast.
Oh,
right now,
yeah,
that's, interesting.
I mean, and Hulk. I mean,
really
the ones he gets are like Hulk is the strongest one there is, and Daddy is not as strong as Hulk. And he'll look at me and he'll point with disdain. And go, "You're not as strong as Hulk. You're not as strong as Hulk. Hulk's strongest." And then he goes, "I'm super fast."
So, wait, you're telling him that the Hulk is the strongest?
Hulk is the strongest. What the fuck is he? He's green, too. You're going to argue against him?
No, I'm not. I
not
love
you.
The Hulk.
You're not the same person you were 10 years ago. You're arguing that the green
trolls. I know.
The Hulk is
awesome. So, when I related to you via Twitter, or text message, I forget which, that John Cena and CM Punk were like a big deal at Wizard World Austin, and you
tweeted about it because I saw it, too.
Yeah, you got angry. I was like, what?
In what universe do you care?
Asshole were you hoping would be there? I was like, they're all sucky guys.
No. See,
they could have had the Undertaker or Yokozuna.
Oh Jesus!
Undertaker lives locally.
No.
Actually,
you go find somebody like Jimmy the Superfly Snuka, who got clubbed in the head with a coconut by a Rowdy Roddy Piper. You know about this?
No.
Are you
about
kidding me?
You.
That's like a no. You man,
Macho
Bill
Man,
Simmons.
Randy
Sergeant Slaughter.
Bill Simmons.
I just listened to
Macho Man.
Simmons and Sal.
I'm telling you, I can remember the day I saw that happen.
Oh,
I remember the day I saw it happen where it was on Piper's Pit and Roddy Piper would do interviews. See, John Cena, CM Punk, do that shit. Piper invented this kind of shit where they're just like, it was his tag team mate. And he's interviewing him, and of course he's not able to speak English very well. And so Rowdy's doing most of the talking. And then he's asking him something, and he turns around and comes back at him with a coconut in his hand. Bam! Across the face! His own partner! And he turns to the camera and goes, "Just when you think you know all the answers, I change the questions." Something like that. Now I'm literally going off 30 years ago.
That's fine. Let me follow up, though, like for real.
Those are the people.
Why is that better than Cena and CM Punk? Is it just...
They offer nothing. It's just like, hey, look, we got muscles, and I think CM Punk was
you
did
feel
suck
like
it.
They don't have as much personality. Is that a fair assessment of what you're
I would say that the entirety of anything that's remotely interesting about wrestling is only the personality stuff. All the muscle stuff, it's fake. go watch UFC if you want the muscles.
Not a revelation, Keisha.
Right, no. No,
you're going to have to edit that out. You ruin that.
Spoilers! Spoilers, wrestling's fake, boy.
You don't want...
No! Nice. I'm sorry, America. I'm sorry. But the whole point of watching the wrestling is basically like it's little boy soap opera.
Yeah, and exactly.
Exactly. Well, the thing is, they've lost the little boy soap opera. The best they've got is... That it is just like angry.
I just realized I'm Alan Mooring all over this. You're a grown ass man watching.
What are you emotionally subnormal?
I haven't watched it in 15.
They don't hit each other. They stomp on the ground.
When I saw the lines for wrestlers, you were excited to know who it was.
I watched. Well, only because. From when I was a kid. I love that shit.
I don't know why he's talking about these guys when you could be talking about Undertaker. Because Undertaker was the best.
He's local.
No.
Yes. You're wrong. Why is it that you're so wrong all the time?
Let me tell you, like, brother. Have you seen Ultimate Warrior from Parts Unknown?
Yeah, dude.
The Ultimate Warrior rules.
Yes!
The Undertaker lives here in town. He stands and picks up his daughter from fourth grade.
He gets three breakfast tacos every day.
He doesn't like
bacon, egg, and cheese. I'm going to Undertake her to school today.
Boom.
Somebody shoot you with a dubstep.
Boom.
So, yeah, it's like Hulk Hogan, Undertaker.
Undertaker.
Is it still Wizard?
Austin Kong? Randy Macho Man Savage.
Yeah, Macho Man Randy Savage.
Miss Elizabeth.
You also hated Yokozuna, huh? Because Yokozuna was like...
He was a tough guy.
He didn't have personality.
He was one of the
Yep. The quote unquote really
hard fights.
This podcast is copyright 2013.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, we've at this point completely failed to mention,
Ric Flair.
Woo! Nice. Nice,
Bushwhackers. The Bushwhackers.
Dude, there were so many fucking
good characters.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan! Oh! Yeah. There was a teacher at our high school. His name was Jim Boro. We called him Hacksaw Jim Boro.
Oh, man,
he fucking loved it.
We went and saw, he was the headliner match. And when we went, when I was like in the third grade, we went to Houston and saw. And afterwards, he did all that stuff, and afterwards, everybody's walking through these parking garages, and there'd be somebody, you'd hear some little new kid, ha! And then a million other people, ha! Just echoing through all the parking garages, everyone, ha!
Cats, I'm okay with that.
Nice. So remember in the first, was it the first Spider-Man? With Macho Man Randy Savage.
The Bonesaw! Yes, exactly.
That was because, that is part of his origin. He was wrestling in the cat.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that was a... No, but I just love the fact that it was fucking Macho Man Randy Savage as the Bonesaw.
He passed away shortly after, didn't he?
Man Randy Savage?
No, he's
still alive. He dead?
I just trod upon their childhood. I'm almost positive.
He better not be
I'm
dead.
Almost
don't dead. Kill you. Don't kill him on this podcast.
Hulk Hogan
you
is alive.
You can fade
for
out
sure,
to be weeping over the corner. It's like I really have had a bad month.
He's been dead for years.
I don't think so.
Impossible. No. Macho Man Randy Savage does not die. He simply
ties on another band to his arm.
Oh, that's Chuck Norris.
Oh,
fuck
yeah.
No.
May 20th, 2011.
Bullshit.
Rest in peace, Macho Man Randy Savage.
Are you serious? He's dead?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, he's not.
All right, you guys.
He can't be dead.
What
he
happened?
Can't be.
What could possibly
happen? At some point, this is the worst death of the week.
It happened 2 years ago.
I'm Keyshawn Savage now, man. Heart attack while driving.
Yeah.
I remember that now.
Heart attack while snapping into
his Slim Jims.
thankfully, I will forget this ever happened.
Until you listen to the podcast. And then you'll be sad again.
Every time I listen to it. What?
Sorry, Nelson Mandela and Paul Walker. You have been Randy Savaged.
That is the biggest death of 2013.
In my it happened in 2011.
That's right. Yeah,
the,
they die when you find out they
the,
die.
The title for this podcast is Snap Into a Casket. That's
no,
the title
no.
Of this podcast.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Wrong for
the death cast.
Wrong for dead. Oh, no.
Full circle, baby. Full circle.
I'm not even bothering with an outro. This has been a Rise Again production, copyright 2013.